This place is disgusting. I feel dirty just being here.
All right. I've got one last thing I want you to see.
I think you're going to like this.
Is that a...
Yes.
It's a beer tree.
Honey, we're home.
Bud Light. Great taste for your great times.
Nothing quite like a beer straight from the tree.
On Air America Radio.
Larry King here. You may have heard news about vitamin E lately. If you're like me and you believe in taking vitamin E to protect your health, here's something you should know. There's one vitamin E that's different. It's all natural ester E. Only ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. You get more than protection. You get advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
So your kid's smoking pot, and now you're afraid to say something because they might push you away. Maybe this will help you out.
Oh, I hate you!
You went through my room?
It's just a little pot. You're grounding me?
It's just a little pot.
Get used to it. When your kid's trying pot, you have to say something, no matter how they might react. Because to help them with their problem, first you have to get over yours. Action. The anti-drug.
For more information, visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Al Franken is coming to Boulder. AM 760. Boulder to Dawn presents The Al Franken Show.
Welcome to The Al Franken Show, everybody, across the country. We're coming to you from Boulder.
Live at the Boulder Theater, Wednesday, November 16th.
Oh, man.
QualityLegalAdvice.com. That's 303-922-7687. QualityLegalAdvice.com.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapane. Al-Qaeda in Iraq says it was behind the suicide bombings at three Western hotels in Amman, Jordan that claimed 56 lives. A wedding was going on in one of those hotels. The groom lost his father-in-law, and some of his friends.
We try to save how many we can, but God takes some people, and some of them are from my family, and some are from my wife's family as well.
CBS's Kristen Gillespie has the latest on the investigation.
Jordanian investigators are working by themselves. They haven't brought any other countries in to assist them just yet. They're relying on DNA to identify not only the victims of the blast, but also the perpetrators.
CBS News security analyst Randy Larson says Jordan is an inviting target for radical Muslims.
Al-Qaeda and the Islamic extremists see nations such as Jordan, Egypt, and even Saudi Arabia as much as the enemy as the United States.
And here in New York, police have stepped up patrols outside busy Manhattan hotels. Iraqi policemen were the target for the latest deadly suicide bombing in Baghdad. The breakfast time attack at a popular restaurant killed 33 people.
Basically, we had a suicide bomber walk in with a vest and detonate in a restaurant that the favorite hangout of Iraqi security forces.
U.S. Army Captain Dave Underwood. The highest court in Texas has upheld a decision that threw out the murder conviction of Andrea Yates, the Houston mother who drowned her five children in a bathtub. Her ex-husband, Rusty, on the CBS News Early Show.
I don't think this should have ever gone to trial in the first place. So what I'm hoping is that the state will be more reasonable this time around and we can reach some kind of an agreement.
The jury that convicted Yates rejected her insanity defense. She was sentenced to life in prison. It was another violent night across France, but police say they saw fewer fires than the night before.
There are a number of people who remain in police custody, by our count, somewhere in the neighborhood of about 1,600. Many of them are juveniles, and many of those who are caught will face perhaps as long as 18 months in jail.
CBS's Sheila McVicker in Paris. It didn't take long for the National Rifle Association to take aim at San Francisco's tough new handgun ban. Less than 24 hours after voters approved it, the NRA was in court. San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom.
There's no doubt in my mind that ultimately it will be overturned. If I'm wrong, and I'm happy to be wrong in this case, I'd be shocked.
Los Angeles police are investigating a traffic accident involving Paris Hilton's Bentley. The car, with Hilton in the passenger seat, slammed into the back of a truck on a Hollywood street early yesterday. A videotape of the incident appears to show that Hilton's boyfriend, Stavros Niarchos, was driving. Police want to know if Niarchos was driving drunk and if starstruck officers failed to stop him from driving. Ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are unchanged. This is CBS News.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. If you're in the market for a solitaire, engagement ring, anniversary, or investment diamond, then shop around, get the best price, and then dial a diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Empire will advise you on size, shapes, and values. They'll sell you diamonds directly from the source without a middleman's markup. These diamonds are guaranteed to be priced at half the retail price. A diamond certification by the Gemological Institute of America will be faxed or mailed to you. For qualified buyers, your diamond will be sent to your home or office for a free 10-day no obligation inspection. Upon your satisfaction, you then pay for your purchase and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Empire Diamond, located in the Empire State Building for over half a century, guarantees the lowest priced diamonds, 10-day free inspection, and money-back guarantee. Save over half on your diamond.
Three turnpike, trouble-free both east and westbound through Broomfield and Westminster. Now, check and clear on 225 6th Avenue and C-470, I-25 and I-70. Also in pretty good shape at the moment. Looking at the forecast, it's going to be a nice one today.
We can depend on. Check out the great financing rates available this month at your local Toyota dealer or go to toyota.com/certified.
Supreme Court nominee Sam Alito.
Have you seen this guy's credentials? You wonder how in the world did Harriet Myers ever even get a sniff on this job?
Who is he?
This guy Alito is really, really scary.
As far as the conservatives are concerned, this is going to be an absolute slam dunk.
What will happen next?
No apology from this White House or from the Vice President at all. They're just going to move on and pretend that nothing happened.
Stay up to date with AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The White House is such a disaster right now, it may be eligible for FEMA relief.
And by drive insurance from Progressive, available only through an agent or broker. Relax, just drive. Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, the leader of al-Qaeda in Iraq, is Jordanian-born, but under a death sentence in absentia there in the murder of an American diplomat 3 years ago. He despises King Abdullah, and David Hawkins reports his people have now claimed responsibility for the Amman Hotel suicide bombings in a message on the Internet.
Part of it said, after casing the targets, some hotels were chosen, which the Jordanian despot turned into a backyard for the enemies of the faith, the Jews and the Crusaders.
At least 56 people were killed in the attacks, more than 115 injured. More after this for the American Jewish Committee.
The following is a paid announcement.
As they say, birds of a feather flock together. Look at who are best friends in the Middle East. There's Iran, whose president recently announced that his country aims to wipe Israel off the map. Iran's nuclear ambitions could one day give it the means. Then there's Syria, Iran's good buddy. While Iran denies Israel's right to exist, Syria for decades has tried to dominate Lebanon. It was stopped, but hasn't given up the goal. Meanwhile, Syria and Iran support Palestinian terror groups like Hamas and Islamic Jihad, which make no secret of their long-term objective, Israel's destruction. All this is a sobering reminder of Israel's challenges. Its region, after all, is not the Midwest, but the Mideast. And Israel isn't alone. The dangers posed by Iran's Syrian terror groups put at risk other democratic open societies. Will these societies stand together in confronting the dangers? To succeed, they must. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
The attacks on the Hyatt, Radisson, and Days Inn in Amman last night had the al-Zarqawi mark of brutality. One of them, says CBS News reporter Kristen Gillespie, took place in a hall where 300 guests were celebrating a wedding.
There was a wedding going on in the ballroom of the Radisson Sas Hotel, and that possibly a suicide bomber came in either with a bomb strapped to him or with a suitcase in hand.
Amman had been spared this sort of terrorism for the most part, but Neil Livingston of Global Options says no more.
Jordan ought to probably brace itself for more attacks in the future. They're going to have to crack down very, very strongly on this effort.
They appear to be trying to do that, says Kristen Gillespie.
Everyone is on extra high alert right now. Cars are being stopped. People are being asked where they're going, why they're going near the direction of the Hyatt. And overall, it's a tense feeling right now.
Why these hotels?
The Hyatt and the Radisson are in the heart of downtown Amman. They're five-star hotels. They're frequented by contractors going in and out of Iraq, by Iraqi exiles, by Jordanians who are going there for an evening out. It also attacks the idea that Jordan is a stable country. It's normally safe, even though it's bordered by Iraq and Saudi Arabia, Syria, and the West Bank. It's maintained stability, and tonight that's been shaken.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Do
you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds, I get my credit report and credit score free. I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score when you sign up for a 30-day credit monitoring trial at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
The Osgood File, November 10th, 2005.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:08, 8 minutes after 6, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Partly cloudy, a high of around 76 today, so it should be nice and warm. Good morning to you, and it's nice to have you along. 303-713-7600. I'm always scared this time of the morning that when I give out too much information, I've blown all my good stuff early, and I don't know how many of you hang around with me until 10 o'clock, or how many people yourself, you know, we can't find this Al Zakari. We can't find him. We can't find Osama bin Laden. This whole thing is just a mess, and Iraq is just a mess. And there doesn't seem to be any way out of it, or at least this administration has no way out of it. And for the first time in a long time, a majority of Americans believe that George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, and the rest of the White House misled us into the war in Iraq. There is also a new NBC Wall Street Journal poll out. I'll tell you about it a little later on this morning, which does not bode well for the GOP, but also asks some questions about the Democrats as well, and we'll get into that. Speaking of Democrats, we had a discussion here a couple of days ago, I think it was. You know, when you get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and come here and do this, some of these days sometimes run together. But I know we had it earlier in the week, a discussion about Bill Ritter and about pro-life Democrats or anti-choice Democrats, whichever way you want to put it. And we were talking about a litmus test. Some people were talking about that the right for a woman to choose and the right of a woman's privacy ought to be a litmus test for the Democratic Party to, you know, if you can't pass that litmus test, you can't get in. There's an interesting article in this week's New Yorker magazine about Bob Casey Jr. Yeah, that's the same Casey that's in Casey versus Planned Parenthood, which is, you know, cited in the Alito case, which I'm sorry, I'm groping for the words here, you know, which Alito oversaw and gave a dissenting opinion. And then part of the law is that a woman has to notify her husband, of course, that she's going to have an abortion. And a lot of people say that the point behind that is that women are like property. And that why you have to go seek a man's you have to seek a man's permission to go do something, but anyway, that's not the point. The point is that Bob Casey Jr. is running against one of what I think is one of the most reactionary right wing, neocon, judgmental senators in the Senate, and that's Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania. And Casey is running against him as a Democrat, and he is quote unquote pro life, as his father was pro life, and he is leading so far in the public opinion polls, and he's leading Santorum by about 7 points. And what the article goes on to explain is that Chuck Schumer called Ed Randell, the governor of Pennsylvania, and said, look, you know what, we have got to win in your state. We're down to 45 seats in the Senate, and if we go down to 44 or any less, then the right wing basically is going to be running this country. Who in Pennsylvania can beat Rick Santorum? And Ed Randell said, well, there's only one guy that can do it, and that's Bob Casey Jr. And a lot of people in the Democratic Party in Pennsylvania and also across the country were miffed by the Senate, the Democratic Senatorial Committee endorsing Bob Casey Jr., as opposed to another woman whose name escapes me now. I think it's Haftel, who was in there originally and wanted to run for Senate. She's a former state treasurer and is, quote-unquote, pro-choice. And but anyway, Randell is Randell tells him tells Schumer that Casey's the man. So Casey's running, and Casey is a anti-choice Democrat, a pro-life Democrat. So is there room for all of us underneath the tent, which is what we were discussing? And yeah, there is room for us among for all of us underneath the tent. And you know, the other thing is that we as Democrats, or those of us as people on the left, we're very reluctant to discuss our faith and our belief in God. I mean, I got to tell you that my belief in God waffles. So what am I? I'm an what is that term? An agnostic, which Madeline Murray O'Hare used to call a well, I can't say the word, but she'd call a chicken. You know what? Atheist. But sometimes I believe in God, and other times I don't. I mean, I struggle with it. But Tim Kaine in Virginia, who just won as governor, he openly talked about his Catholic faith, his opposition to the death penalty. And you know what? It resonated with a lot of rural voters in Virginia, which indicates to me that if we're going to come up with a winning strategy, we shouldn't be scared to talk about our faith. And that we've allowed the wing nuts, the religious wing nuts, to take over this country's debate about religion, and to put forth their premise of domination by their brand of Christianity as being the only sign of values in this society, and that's ridiculous. And we need to fight back. Where am I going with all of this? I don't know. I just wanted to tell you about Bob Casey Jr. But it's true. We don't talk about these things. We don't talk about our faith. You know, is there a place for God in politics? What's wrong with professing your... You know, Jimmy Carter did it. And he drew some criticism for it. And maybe the reason that I'm talking about this is because I read this article in the New Yorker yesterday about Bob Casey. And then I'm also reading Jimmy Carter's book, which is about religion in American life, more or less, and about morals. And he takes some very, very stiff stabs at the religious right and about their continuing drive to knock down the separation of church and state. And if you think about it, we have, as I said before, we've ceded the national debate about religion. We have ceded that to the religious right. And that's wrong. Because there's nothing wrong with Christianity. There's nothing wrong with Judaism. There's nothing wrong with being a Muslim. But when you take it to the radical extreme, what you get is you get the, you know, as Carter points out, you get a religion usually dominated by males. You get a situation in which they have no respect for other people's point of view. And we've got to band together, and we've got to knock down this trend. I really believe this. And we need to find some faith-based candidates on the left to get out there and run. All right, 6:16, 16 minutes after 6 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. I don't know if you have a reaction to what I've said or not, or if it's just too early in the morning. 303-713-7600. But I really believe this. I mean, I really believe that there's room in the Democratic Party and on the left for people who are religious. You know, as long as they're not patriarchal about it, and as long as they respect other people's point of view, which the religious right, the ultra-right, and people like Pat Dobson and Pat Roberts, Jim Dobson, or whatever his name is. Now I can't think of his name. But you know Dobson down in Colorado Springs. And Pat Robertson, they just don't respect other people's points of view. Jerry Falwell is another one. 303-713-7600. We'll carry on here at AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. If you're with me this morning, early in the morning, good for you. Glad to have you along.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-514-4750. Again, that's 1-800-514-4750. 1-800-514-4750.
This is a special public announcement for anyone that's upside down in a lease or purchase of a 2004 or newer car, truck, or SUV. If you're unable to get the price you need or simply no buyers, you don't have to lose thousands or roll it over into a new note. Give AutoManagement.com a call at 303-756-6800. They can get you out. The company is AutoManagement.com. They've provided a payment guarantee service in Denver for 18 years. Please check them out at AutoManagement.com. Call for an appointment today. 303-756-6800. You won't have to take the hit if the market has fallen for your vehicle. They have the solutions, and at no cost to you if you mention you heard this ad on the radio. A $250 value. Now isn't that a special deal? AutoManagement.com will get you out. Protect your credit and lose the stress. Call 303-756-6800 and tell them about your vehicle. Start saving your assets today. AutoManagement online at AutoManagement.com or call 303-756-6800.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they'll understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Bloomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Left, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 621, 21 minutes after 6, partly cloudy, high of around 76. Good morning, Jay Marvin here. I got like a whole table full of topics to talk about, but I really am stuck about this thing about religion and politics. And I don't know if any of you want to get into this morning. But I really am stuck on this. 303-713-7600. And, you know, intelligent design is in the news here also this morning. There's a story left over from yesterday, which I really didn't get into. There's good and bad news for those of you who believe, as I do, that intelligent design is basically just a way to teach Christianity and teach the Bible in public schools. Kansas State Board votes to teach intelligent design in schools. The Kansas State Board of Education approved a proposal to teach intelligent design along with evolution as a scientific explanation of how life begins. I mean, can you imagine the idea that, that the Earth was created in, what, six rotations? Isn't that according to what they say in the Bible? And that woman was created out of Adam's rib? The board voted 6-4 in favor of the guidelines, which say schools should teach that doubt exists about the validity of evolution, a theory that originated with British biologist Charles Darwin in the 19th century. The debate about teaching intelligent design, which says life is too complex to have happened through evolution, has led to a federal lawsuit in Pennsylvania and the introduction of legislation in Michigan. President George W. Bush told a group of reporters visiting the White House on August the 1st that the theory should be taught alongside evolution, according to the Knight Ridder newspapers. Yeah, you got to ask yourself about the leader of this country. You know, what this guy's about. Board Chairman Steve Abrams and members John Bacon, Kenneth Willard, Kathy Martin, and Connie Morris and Iris Van Meter voted in favor of the guidelines, said Nicole Cochran, a spokeswoman for the Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius. The issue was raised by these members amid an effort to overhaul the Kansas school system that began back in February 2001. Janet Waugh, Sue Gamble, Bill Wagon, and Carl Roop opposed it. The board members didn't immediately return email requests seeking comments. The move drew criticism from Sebelius, a Democrat. This is just the latest in a series of troubling decisions by the Board of Education, Sebelius said in a statement emailed to reporters. If we're going to continue to bring high-tech jobs to Kansas and move our state forward, we need to strengthen science standards, not weaken them. Opponents of intelligent design include the National Academy of Sciences, the National Association of Biology Teachers, who say that the theory is an offshoot of the biblical story of creation, which God made the world in 6 days. Which would go back to what I was talking about, which is six turns of the earth. Now, that's the bad news in Kansas. Now, here's the good news. In Dover, Pennsylvania, voters came down hard Tuesday on school board members who backed a statement on intelligent design being read in biology class, ousting eight Republicans and replacing them with Democrats who want the concept stripped from the science curriculum. The election unfolded amid a landmark federal trial involving Dover Public Schools and the question of whether intelligent design promotes the Bible's view of creation. Eight Dover families sued, saying it violates the constitutional separation of church and state. And see, this gets back to what I was talking about before, about how the religious right is just capitalizing on the whole monopoly about religion. Or I'm sorry, about the whole subject of religion. And you know, how do we, on the left, fight this? I mean, we you know, you try to do it through being a member of organizations like the ACLU. But, how do we beat this back? And why have we ceded this argument to the ultra-right, which has no respect for anybody else's point of view? Now, you could make that case about opposing intelligent design, but come on. Intelligent design is not science. It's biblical. And I don't care how religious you are, there's a separation of church and state, and there are a lot of things, even going beyond that, there's a lot of things in the Bible that you got to question. Like I brought up that the thing about the earth being created in six rotations, six turns of the earth. I mean, that's how it was created. Does anybody out there believe that? Or do you believe that woman was created by taking a rib from Adam? I mean, those are just two examples. And for people who want to take the Bible literally, what about the idea that women should be stoned if they get a divorce? Anyway, any comments about this? 303-713-7600. I got four lines open. If you want to get into this whole discussion about religion and politics, and about us, basically, on the left, just giving the whole debate away to the religious right. And I don't know about you, but I'm sick of hearing about the religious right. I'm sick of their domination of things. And James Dobson was the name I was trying to think of down there in Colorado Springs. And why it is that these people can't reach some kind of an accord. And, the religious right has infested everything. The Southern Baptist Convention, they're in control there. And they're trying to get into the school systems. They're trying to get into, they're everywhere. And they make these, ridiculous, god-awful pronouncements, like Jerry Falwell claiming that, 9-1-1 was the, was the result of sinners and homosexuals and aberrant behavior. And I'm just paraphrasing him. And this whole idea that, gays are a threat to marriage. And they had that anti-gay marriage amendment in Texas. And I wonder if I wonder if there are significant divorces in this country due to either one of the partners either being threatened by gays or lesbians, or if they've come forward and say, "Well, I'm getting a divorce because I'm gay." I mean, that happens, but does it happen on a large basis? And all of these things that continuously we get hit with, and we got to stand up and get into this debate and fight back. And man, I am tired of the religious right. Aren't you tired of the religious right? Aren't you tired of their domination of the national debate about morals and ethics and values, as if they define them? And the media plays right into this. And isn't it time major Democratic leaders came out and said enough is enough with this? That we've got values, that we've got morals, that we have religious faith, and that enough is enough. I mean, this gets into one of these categories again. We've talked about it a million times on this show, about the Democrats. And I've got this poll that I'm going to give you in the 7 o'clock hour and ask you some questions about the Democrats. But, this gets back to this whole thing about the Democrats. See, I don't think that a third party works, and I think that you either have two places to go. You've either got the Republican Party, which is out of control, which is dominated by the religious right, or you have the Democratic Party, which is up for grabs in a lot of ways. I mean, we don't have a concrete leader. But, we just don't come forward, and we just don't have this agenda of answering these people back, of firing back on them by saying, wait a minute. Let's talk about the separation of church and state, and let's talk about values. I mean, we just don't get into that debate. All right, 303-713-7600. I'll take your calls coming up on this, and I'm interested to have all of you weigh in. And especially I'm looking for people out there who consider themselves to be religious. And I'd like an answer to the question about why it is that a lot of us are reluctant to talk about our religious faith. I exempt myself because I'm not sure about the existence of God. Okay, but, why is it we just won't get into this debate? And we just don't stress values. And maybe Tim Kaine in Virginia has found an answer. Tim Kaine and Mark Warner. All right, 6:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's take a look at progressive traffic and then your phone calls coming up.
We're off to a good start right now. North end of town, getting busy. Southbound on 25, bunching up from Thornton Parkway down to the Turnpike. I'm back up to speed for the ride into downtown and through QX now. I-70 and 225 both checking clear, but starting to fill in. And Boulder Street's picking up again on Arapahoe, Broadway, Baseline, and South Boulder Road. Eastbound on the Turnpike, starting to slow down, run around Federal. And looking at the forecast, going to be a nice one.
Up on the Avs just before they drop the puck with the Vancouver Canucks at 7:30. It's all on Altitude, available on Dish Network, Channel 410.
Time of year again when Rocky's Autos, along with the Adams County Sheriff's Office, comes together to host one of the biggest law enforcement community events ever. It's Operation Freebird. Now, Rocky's Autos has bought hundreds of gift certificates for free turkeys and a one per family, please, while supplies last. And they're going to give them out to needy families for the holidays. So if you know somebody who's unemployed or is having economic trouble and needs a helping hand, this is your chance to help somebody else. And Rocky's is just thrilled to be a part of it. Join the folks at Rocky's and the Adams County Sheriff's Office this Saturday from 2 until 4 p.m. You can join Audra, Officer Odell, plus the Adams County Sheriff's Office's Dare Van will be out there. You can also receive a free child identification kit, which is a must in this day and age with the way things are if you've got kids. A free child identification kit. They're going to have food and music out there, and it's going to be a whole thing. And it's going on this Saturday, November the 12th, at Rocky's Autos, home of the cleanest late model used cars in all of Colorado. And you can really tell about a company and an organization by their actions. And Rocky's does care about the community. So get on out there this Sunday between 2 and 4. And if you know somebody who needs a helping hand,
morning, the American Equity Mortgage Spouse Dog here. Chasing a great interest rate is like chasing your tail. Fun, but in the end you're tired and you look a little foolish. Here's everything you need to know.
Fixed rate of 5.25 at American Equity Mortgage. Call 303-290-1000. 5.25 fixed rate could be here today, gone tomorrow. Call 303-290-1000. APR 5.691. Rate subject to change. A Tom Martino referral member.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they'll understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make.
That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engle Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engle Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngleHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-514-4750. Again, that's 1-800-514-4750. 1-800-514-4750.
Are you worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is proven to support healthy triglycerides and blood pressure. And now new research reveals powerful benefits for joints, wrinkled skin, even focus and concentration. If this sounds like you, we can help. We want to rush you a free bottle of Purity's Advanced Omega-3. Simply call 1-800-622-3114 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our omega-3, you'll become a loyal fish oil customer. With three times the power of ordinary fish oil capsules, our omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended, purified, and mercury-free. So what are you waiting for? Call 1-800-622-3114 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-622-3114.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Participating Hallmark Gold Crown stores while supplies last.
Now it's getting serious. Jay Marvin is on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:34, 26 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today around 76, 303-713-7600. One line open. We'll get to this religious debate in a moment. I want to just tell you about something very, very critical. If you notice that we're dropping on and off on your radio, it's because this radio station, after sunset, has what's called a nighttime pattern, and then during the day, when the sun comes up, we have what's called a daytime pattern, and we're having trouble with the nighttime pattern. But this should clear up in about 20 or 25 minutes, because we'll go on to the daytime pattern, so it should stop. Please bear with us, because I don't want to be here alone. 303-713-7600. All right, let's talk about religion and politics and about the left and religious faith. Let's go to Mark in Littleton. Mark, thanks for hanging on. You're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay. Good to talk to you again. How are you?
Hey, Mark. Nice to have you on. What's going on?
Hey, to quote Mark Twain, if Jesus were alive today, he wouldn't be Christian.
Yeah, you know what? There's a lot to be said for that, isn't there?
There is. The way I fight, and I am a deeply spiritual person, very much so. I have a strong faith in God, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm surrounded by the fundamentalists. I fight them with their own words constantly. You know, they throw Leviticus at me, I throw it right back in their face. You know, there is room for us in the party, and I am a strong Democrat, and I'm a deeply, like I said, religious person. And when I get into talks with these people and their values, I say, okay, let's talk about your values. You say gays can't be married because you quote Leviticus, whatever, whatever. I said, I saw you at work on Sunday. You should be put to death for that. For
yeah, isn't there a passage in the Bible about judge, lest ye not be judged, or something like that, about judging other people?
Right. Oh, yeah. You know, God, according to the Bible, is the only one who can judge what is good, what is bad, who lives, who dies. We don't have that power, according to their book.
So where do they come off with all this stuff?
Okay, you got Old Testament, which is, you know, eye for an eye morality. Then you've got New Testament, which is no eye for an eye morality. New Testament is forgiveness, it's compassion, it's love thy neighbor, it's love thy enemy. If a man strikes you on your right cheek, you know, give him your left cheek.
Well, these people seem to have forgotten that. And I wonder why it is that the left and the Democrats don't talk more. I mean, there's a Jim Wallace book out, and Carter's got that book out now, which is fascinating reading. But why it is we don't talk more about our religious faith?
I have no idea. I have no idea. They own it. They bought those words, and they own them big time, I guess. I don't know.
And we should take it away from them. Hey, man, thanks, Mark. I appreciate the call.
Take care, Jay.
All right, have a great day. Let's go to Steve in Boulder. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Steve.
I love this topic.
I thought I was the only one who was intrigued by this.
No, it's great, and it really needs to be talked about. And first, I want to commend you for being agnostic, because I think that's like the most honorable thing to, see the mystery of life and not want to put it into a box. You know.
Well, thanks.
That's fine. I was that way for a long time, and I decided that I would go ahead and go be a Christian as I was brought up, but I came back to it through agnosticism. And part of it was this kind of long journey of spirituality, which is really excellent, and I just realized that at a certain point, for me at least, you have to stop being a spiritual window shopper and be the best at whatever you choose to be. There's actually a Jewish scholar from this area that talked about that and said, well, we each have our own tradition that when brought to the table can add to the cultural life of that we live. And so I'm a Christian, so you know I'm very good with that. And we can't just let the so-called fanatical right run away with that. That's just wrong.
But they have, though, haven't they? They have run away with it.
Yeah, and I think it's because the rest of us that tend to be ecumenical and accepting and everything don't want to jam it down people's throats. But at this point, I think that getting our back up and getting defensive is appropriate, because there's a lot of good to fight for. A lot of things which are in Christianity are just getting completely overrun, and what they're representing is not that. And there's also, well, I'll kick this out just as kind of a conversational bomb this morning. It has to do with abortion. And I think that okay, I'm the guy that had to move to the right to vote for Al Gore, all right?
Right.
But I think that the argument that life starts at conception is probably true. From a legal standpoint, it's dangerous from what they're trying to do. But I think that we need to take a look at the continuum of life and say, okay, sure, it's all life. But given the teachings of Christ and the morality involved in that, you know, what does it really mean to be pro-life? If we want to take this seriously, what does it mean for people that are born, for criminals, you know, for women? let's get on the whole pro-life thing and not just one tiny aspect, and then, you know, you're kind of out there on your own.
Yeah, I hear everything you're saying. The only thing I would parry back is I would just say that we have allowed the religious right to run away with it, and I don't understand why it is the left is scared to talk about religious values and about moral values, and we allow the right to run away with that, and that they have not only dominate politics, I mean, religion in this country, but they're into politics. They're dominating that in the Republican Party. I mean, they're always at it. And while they're always at it and they're always doing it, you know, we seem to sit there and we seem to just be silent. And I think it's killing us.
It is killing us. And you know, the simplest standpoint from a Christian is to take the huge weight of all the passages about the poor and just start running with that, because that is the bulk of the gospel, you know, and how to treat other people. If you take that seriously and you pick that up and run with it, that is power, you know. That really is power.
Well, we need to find politicians and people running for office who will come forward and will say that, because it certainly worked for Tim Kaine in Virginia, and I think it would work for us across the country. Hey, Steve, thanks, man. I appreciate
Thank
the call.
You.
All right. A couple of lines open here if you want to jump into this at 303-713-7600. Two lines open as the sun begins to rise here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. And maybe you're a person, maybe you are a person of faith, and I'm looking for this answer as to why it is that we've ceded the religious debate totally and completely to the right wing. And James Dobson, not only you know, is in the news all the time, he gets a call from the White House about Supreme Court nominees, and he's got a money-making machine down there that won't. And what do? We just kind of sit here. And maybe, you know, it's time that we stop doing that and start talking about it. 303-713-7600, two lines open, 642.
Recently, we at Comcast High Speed Internet raised our speed to a blistering 6 megs. However, in the case of Mark McKenzie, we may have made it a little too fast.
Well, I was ripping around online with my new 6 meg Comcast High Speed Internet, and I decided to send a video mail to my buddy Steve because his DSL was so slow. And I was like, yesterday's technology.
You dissed your friend.
Yeah, and then I was like, video mail and Photoshop are included free with my service, not yours.
So true.
But then he signed up, and now he's got 6 megs of speed and all the great features.
You got no more smack to throw down?
No.
Well, there you have it. Faster than DSL, cool features. No wonder more people choose Comcast.
Because I couldn't keep my fat mouth shut.
Sign up now and get the first month free. Call 1-800-COMCAST now.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-339-1195. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
They've got the base believing that you just follow without question. That's the way I was raised as a Catholic. You follow the religion without question. And for this administration, it's a perfect base to have him follow without question.
But you know, you can be a Catholic. You can believe in the Catholic religion, or you can be Jewish, or you can be a Muslim, or you can be whatever it is. You can believe in it. You can still question it from time to time and try to work it out, and maybe look to the scriptures for answers. But there's nothing wrong with coming forward and saying, here's why I oppose the death penalty, like Tim Kaine did. Or here's why I don't believe, you know, so-and-so, cutting social programs to the poor. Because it has to do with my religious values. And we just don't do that. We don't talk about it. And Tim Kaine did it in Virginia, and look what happened.
I agree 100%. I question all those things, and I'm no longer a practicing Catholic. I still consider myself to be a Catholic, but I'm not a practicing Catholic. But in all the schools that I went to Catholic school, I did the Sunday school, they always taught you that you don't question your faith. To question your faith makes you a bad person. And I think this administration is playing on that to the maximum, to say, if you question what we do, if you question your faith, you're not a good person. And I think that's to our disadvantage as Democrats, that we can't tell people, well, we're questioning your faith.
Oh, how about coming forward and saying we're, at times we question our own faith, and that everybody has periods of doubt, but it doesn't mean that we don't believe in God, and that we don't have religious beliefs. I mean, I consider myself. I mean, I was raised Jewish, but I consider myself to be an agnostic. I mean, I try at times to find God, and I'm having a hard time finding him or her or whatever God is. But I don't know what I'm trying to say here. I'm tongue-tied. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I guess what I'm trying to say is that religion is a heavy facet of American life, whether we like it or not. And there are people out there who are religious, but they're not ultra right-wing crazies. And there's nothing wrong with coming forward and saying, look, some of these decisions about public policy, I base on my religious beliefs. Will I uphold the law? Yes. You know, if I were elected, yes. Or what? Or we, some of our feelings are tied to religious values, and here's why. And we just don't even talk about that.
Well, I agree with you, but I believe that there's morals that have absolutely nothing to do with religion. Being a good person doesn't make you a good Christian.
Yeah, I agree. But we got to find some kind of middle ground somehow here.
But again, I think that if we start to question the religious base, we're questioning their religion and saying religion is bad.
I'm not talking, though, about questioning them. I'm talking about parrying back and saying, hey, you don't have the license on God, and you're not in the driver's seat when it comes to religion as a whole. I mean, there's other viewpoints out there.
Absolutely, and I agree with you 100%. I believe in all religions. I believe that, like you, agnostic, that we should be able to have our own viewpoints. My feeling is that they just follow without question, and that's where we are. They're just not questioning why Bush is doing what he's doing, because if you question, you're questioning your faith, and if you're questioning your faith, that makes you weak.
All right, Jan, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Let's go to Ellen in Denver. Ellen, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, I haven't heard from you in a while.
I know, girlfriend.
Where have you been?
Working hard, working in a middle school with emotionally disabled children, so I'm kind of tired.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, thank you. Can I raise? No, just kidding.
If I had the power to give you one, I would.
Oh, I know, because we're liberal and we care about teachers, but that means we're going to rot in hell, right?
See, I don't know if that's true.
I know it's not. Hey, look, as you might know, religion and politics are my two favorite subjects. And I go to a peace church, quote-unquote. We have a long tradition of refusing military service on religious grounds. Now, I would, if I weren't chicken, I would pick a fight about that with a conservative. To me, Christianity is about avoiding violence at all costs. And I know for a fact that I would be pretty much condemned to hell by a fundamentalist, evangelical, biblical literalist for not wanting to go to war. And that's, and these are the people who say that they worship Jesus, who said, you know, turn the other cheek. The only time Jesus went, you know, ballistic, according to the Bible, is when he got really ticked off at the thieves in the temple, the people who had turned the bottom, you know, the basement of the temple into a big business zone. And he went in there, you know, tipping over tables and everything else. And that's what I see them doing. You know, companies that think they should make more money because they're Christians and stuff. It's just amazing. I love that line from Mark Twain, by the way. Thanks to the guy who called in with that.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I always use the line from Barney, Homer Simpson's, you know, drinking buddy, who once said Jesus would be rolling in his grave.
But you know, but what's wrong? What's wrong though? In standing up and saying, okay, my belief in public policy stems from my religious beliefs. I mean, if the ultra right can do it, why can't we?
Well, we can. The fact is, nobody has yet. And you were talking yesterday about Bill Ritter, and I wanted so much to get in, but I didn't have the time. He spoke at my church. It was so funny. I was on a committee, and I got Bill Ritter and Bill Owens to come in and talk about their faith's role in their political careers. Bill Owens came in and talked about how he went to Russia for their first election, and people were like, and you didn't talk about God because? Then Bill Ritter came in and talked about how I am pro-life. I have taken heat from the Democratic Party for not being pro-choice, but I pursue the death penalty as the prosecutor because that's my job. I want to hear someone ask him, you know, that kind of question. What would you do as governor with abortion regulations? I want to hear what he would say, because I can tell you this for a fact, and I've got about 150 witnesses who were there. You know, he said that I personally, because of my faith, am pro-life, but my job as the Denver DA is to pursue the death penalty in capital murder cases, and I do.
See, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And
absolutely,
I think that,
not.
I think that makes for an effective campaign against people like Bob Beaupré and Mark Holtzman. And you know what? Let Mark Holtzman and Bob Beaupré come forward and go after Ritter with, you know, with this whole you know, values issue. And it seems to me that Bill Ritter could stand up to him and say, "Well, look, here's where I stand." And you know, it's not, you know, that echoes the same thing that Tim Kaine did in Virginia. I think it's a winning combination, because I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Oh, I'm from Virginia, and it was so delicious to see what happened in the gubernatorial race there.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. I was raised in a culture of people who put their faith into their career choices and how they vote, but they're not condemning anyone to hell. And you're correct, it is judge not, lest you be judged. Even in the old, well, no, I guess it was Jesus who said, you know, don't tell someone about the speck of wood in their eye when you have a log in your own. And obviously I'm not speaking his words verbatim, but that's it.
Right.
You know, judge not lest you be judged. And I think technically I'm not a Christian, because I think all of the world's major religions are a path to the higher power. I think God is energy, the only constant in the universe. That's, you know, life itself to me is God, and there's a method to the madness, the sun rising in the east and setting in the west, and so forth and so on. But I have respect for all of the faiths and their followers, as long as they are not causing wars because of it. Jesus must be rolling in his grave. It's so scary out there to see the power that the religious right has come to have. And don't even, I could do a whole show myself on the inconsistencies of the so-called pro-life
right.
faction. If you're pro-life, how can you be pro-war? And if you're pro-life, why are you not getting birth control out there on every corner so the kids aren't getting pregnant in the first place?
Because they don't believe in it. You're right about that. Ellen, thank you. Great call.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, good to hear from you.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's go to Nicole in Aurora. Nicole, hi, you're on AM 760.
Hi, this is my first time calling into a radio station.
Oh, welcome.
Okay, thanks.
It's painless.
I am a teacher, and I see the effects of religion and politics firsthand with my fourth graders. And when I teach science, I'm told by my, you know, my upper, you know, people, my principals, my bosses, my administrators, that I'm specifically not to mention evolution. I'm specifically not, you know, to say anything about any kind of religion at all.
Evolution's not religion. It's scientifically based fact.
Exactly. And me being, you know, I'm not a Christian, but I have 5 different languages in my classroom. I have 8 different ethnicities. And so my kids are constantly questioning things, and I encourage them to do that. But I'm constantly being told, and they actually use these words, teach conservatively. Don't say too much. Don't address too much. Teach conservatively. Teach conservatively. And being a liberal, it's extremely frustrating because I can't answer these questions, and I can't say, well, there's these theories and there's these theories. I have to stick to the textbook of what they've created. And so I see the effects of these politics trickling down all the way to the elementary school level. And it's very, very frustrating as a teacher because I can only do so much, you know, and say so much without getting reprimanded for it.
Yeah, we have to change that. We definitely have to change that. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
It's not right.
Seeing the effects on, you know, fourth graders is stunning because I'm not able to teach them that their views or what they believe is okay. I'm only allowed to say, you know, well, that's one view, and not getting into it. And it's just like, you know, we don't have Hanukkah celebrations and Kwanzaa celebrations. We have Christmas celebrations at our school when we only have 6% Caucasian.
Yeah,
so,
that's, you know, I've never understood that about having only Christmas and never getting into Kwanzaa. And the other thing
we call it Christmas break. As a school district, we call it Christmas break. And to me, I'm like, I was raised Jewish, and so it's really frustrating. And
right.
I'm sure for kids growing up, because they're being told one thing at school, that, yeah, we don't celebrate Christmas, and then they're coming to school being told we're going on Christmas break.
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
So many mixed messages, and it's just
all right.
So unfair to them.
It is. Nicole, thank you. Appreciate the call. It's been a good one.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
It's 6:58. Coming up next, not good news for the Democrats, but not good news for the Republicans in a new poll. We'll talk about it.
Area stores. To reach the men's warehouse nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT. Your chance to win $1,000 4 times a day. Less commercial interruption. And more time for progressive talk.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani.
It was just obvious to me that there was a lot of cops.
An out-of-towner on edge as she looks at a sea of blue outside her New York City hotel, part of the beefed-up security after coordinated suicide bombings at 3 Western hotels in Amman, Jordan. Those attacks killed 56 people and wounded scores more. Some were guests at this young man's wedding.
I lost my father, I lost my father-in-law, and a couple of friends as well. My friend, he lost his mom and dad.
CBS's Robert Berger tells us Jordanians are outraged.
Hundreds of Jordanians are now marching through the streets of Amman. They are carrying Jordanian flags and pictures of King Abdullah to protest. The suicide bombings were right outside one of the hotels that was blown up. People say they don't want Al-Qaeda in this country. They don't want terrorism. They want to live in peace. Robert Berger, CBS News, Amman.
Al-Qaeda in Iraq is claiming responsibility for the attacks in Amman and for today's suicide bombing at a Baghdad restaurant that killed 33 people. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick.
The claim of responsibility came on a website often used by Al-Qaeda in Iraq. It says a lion from our Martyrs Brigade embedded himself among infidel police and security forces in the restaurant. In fact, many of the victims were Iraqi police. The restaurant is popular among them, and many would have been having breakfast there at the time of the blast.
Here at home, will a baseball star be accused of lying to Congress? Live to CBS's Dan Revive in Washington.
In 2 hours, the House committee that held hearings on steroid use in baseball will announce whether charges will be brought against Rafael Palmeiro, former Baltimore Orioles slugger, who testified that he never, ever used performance-enhancing drugs. But this past season, Palmeiro was suspended when he failed a drug test. In a new statement, he says that may have been caused by a shot of vitamin B12 he was given by a teammate. Live in Washington, Dan Raviv, CBS News.
Less than 24 hours after San Francisco voters approved a strict handgun ban, the National Rifle Association was in court challenging the law. Gun owner Bill Gardner feels he needs one for self-protection.
It's illegal. You can't take the guns away from people. I mean, if people don't want them, let them give them away.
San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom expects the courts to shoot down the ban.
I don't know anyone that doesn't think it will be thrown out.
Overseas, fire hoses were busy across France again last night. The police say the level of violence, measured by the number of cars set on fire, was down substantially. Judith Miller, the New York Times reporter who went to jail for refusing to testify in the CIA leak investigation, has resigned. Miller says she decided to leave because she had become the news, something she says a reporter never wants to be. Ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are down about a point. This is CBS News.
Not since butter and popcorn has there been a combination that rocked the very foundations of entertainment. Until today. Because at CompUSA, we get that combining the latest Sysnet computers with Intel Pentium 4 processors will redefine the way you watch TV, listen to MP3s, and blow up zombies. Come get it for yourself. Sysnet computers with Intel Pentium 4 processors. CompUSA. We got it. We get it.
Sam's Club makes holiday entertaining easier, and you can find out how at the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club. Drop by anytime Friday and Saturday, November 18th and 19th, between 10 a.m. and 7:30 p.m., or Sunday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. to enjoy delectable items like cooked shrimp, spiral sliced ham, pumpkin cheesecake, and more. Save time and money, and depend on Sam's Club for your holiday entertaining.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We are looking at a busy drive this morning. Good news, though, still no stalls or accidents, but it is a slow go eastbound I-270, jamming from I-76 over to York, southbound 225. We're looking at brake lights from Colfax down to Mississippi, and then again into the tech center. Now, on the north end of town, southbound I-25, sticky from 104th down to the turnpike, across downtown and filling in through T-Rex. And Boulder Street's busy now on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93. Eastbound on the turnpike, it's slow from Federal over to Pecos. On to the forecast.
Call or visit Centennial Leasing and Sales today at 303-233-CARS or at centennialcars.com.
Four teams. Two games. One night. Get ready for college basketball
at the Pepsi Center.
Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk on November 26th for Attitude versus Altitude at the inaugural Colorado Classic.
This double navigation for any car.
Turn right on Main Street.
Garmin, the leader in navigation. Visit Garmin.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. Thanks for hanging with me and making me part of your morning here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, hi today. Around 763-0371-3760, there's a ton of people hanging on who want to continue talking about religion and politics, and we'll do that as long as you want to talk about it. Hello to Graham Thorne of Highlands Ranch. Graham, you're this hour's $1,000 name cast just for being a loyal listener to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sign up now at am760.net. Some housekeeping items here. Some of you sent me emails about Alito and his past dealings with stocks and other questions, and the Senate has now got hip to this. And there's an article this morning taken from the Boston Globe, and I believe it's in the Denver Post. Judge Samuel Alito, who said in 1990 at his confirmation hearing that he would disqualify himself from cases involving his sister's law firm, was a member of an appeals court that reviewed a 1995 case in which his sister's firm represented one of the parties, according to court records. It's at least the third instance in which there is the Supreme Court nominee recused himself from the kind of case he had promised at a Senate to committee he would avoid as a federal judge. The news of the case, which had not been reported previously, came one day. He says he can't remember. I mean, there are more people running around connected with the White House that can't remember things. I mean, it's amazing. All right, let's get back to the discussion of religion and politics. And if you just joining, I was talking about the fact that we on the left don't talk about our religious values and don't talk about our faith very much. And we've allowed the radical right, such as James Dobson, Pat Robertson, Jerry Falwell, and the rest of them, to not only monopolize the opposition party to us, the Republican Party, but really to dominate the debate about religion in this country. And religion is an integral part of this country. And it doesn't mean that, you have to be radical in your religious beliefs. But from what I've read, there's a part of Christianity that talks about compassion and grace. Something that the ultra-right-wing religious people seem to be without. And their narrow interpretation of the Bible. So I'm kind of asking you about this. 303-713-7600 and why we don't and how do we answer back. And then we'll get to that poll. I promise to get to it. All right, Scott in Denver. Scott, you're on AM 760. Thank you for waiting.
Yeah, I'm just, kind of concerned if, people are dogging Alito here because, he's a criminal with investing fraud and things. Well, it seems like all politicians, left and right, are. But then, as far as religious, you say, well, gee, we're really worried about Alito because he's going to be pro-life. Well, you know what? He passed the law in 2003, in New Jersey, upholding the right to have abortion. So, that for that woman that called and says, well, I'm worried because he's going to say one thing and do another. No, he's a legal positivist, just like she wants.
Yeah, but that's not what we're discussing.
But it is.
We're not discussing that. What we're discussing is the fact that the left, even though they may have religious faith, seems like they don't espouse it. And the fact that Tim Kaine in Virginia did talk about his Catholic background, did talk about his Catholic beliefs, and kicked his Republicans' opponent in the rear. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about Judge Alito, and we're not talking about judicial positivists or whatever the hell you brought up. We're not talking about that at all.
You're talking about legal positivism, and religion has definitely a part to do with legal positivism.
No, we're not talking about that, though. I'm defining the subject for you, and I'm warning you to stay on the subject or go away.
So you're saying you want to know why the left doesn't have more people talk about values and morals and how this
values
man from
and
did.
Values and religion. I don't think I can say it any plainer. I mean, I don't mean to be cruel or anything, and I think I'm a pretty accommodating guy. But you're not going to hijack the entire thing here. Either stay on the subject or call in another time.
Well, I think that there are, values, and the Democrats can certainly express their values. But right now, when we look at some of the things they are for, I don't see much values.
Well, name me some things that they're for that show no values.
Well, like I would say they're for, against the death penalty, for example.
Well, you know what? There are plenty of religious people who are against the death penalty, who will tell you that it's because of their faith that they're against the death penalty, and that taking of a human life is immoral, and that only God should be involved in that. And there are plenty of people who are religious who believe that. As a matter of fact, one of them was Tim Kaine in Virginia. Now, how did he get away with that? How did he get away with professing to be a Catholic and professing to be against the death penalty, but saying that he would carry out the
there
law?
There again, Jay.
But how did he get away with
I'm
that?
I'm trying to tell you, and you will not go there.
Goodbye.
It's a matter of legal positivity.
Goodbye. I've had enough. Goodbye. Goodbye. I mean, it's just like I can't get through to you with a jackhammer. Call it another time. One line open at 303-713-7600. Sarah in Englewood. Sarah, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Sarah.
I'm also a first-time caller this morning.
Oh, welcome.
Well, thank you. I do listen to your show pretty often. This last week, the thing that I've been kind of thinking about is, I've been listening to this abortion debate and today's religion debate. And the other day you were talking about abortion and should we have a litmus test in the party.
Right.
And you said litmus test an awful lot. Like, should this issue be defining for Democrats? And, I think that you, not that I don't love you, Jay, but I think that you're a little, you're borrowing the Republican phrases when you say stuff like that.
Well, actually, I didn't start saying it. A caller said it.
Oh, did they? Okay.
Yeah, that's where that came from. You could use another term. You don't have to use litmus test. You could use another term.
Right.
Litmus test is a widely used term.
Yeah, I know it is. But my point is not just the term itself, but the idea behind it. The idea that abortion or religion in politics or gay marriage are single, individual issues is quintessentially Republican in nature, simply because the issue behind it that we don't really talk about is about legislating beliefs. And that's where we as Democrats can all unite.
Well, you know what, I gotta to a certain degree disagree with you, and I would point to you the New Yorker article that's out this week about Bob Casey Jr., which I mentioned at the beginning at 6 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
who is quote-unquote pro-life, not scared to say that he is pro-guns, not scared to say that he is, and he's leading Rick Santorum, one of the most reactionary right-wing senators that's out there, and he's leading him by 7 points, and the election hasn't really gotten started yet. And the idea that you don't have to use litmus test, you can use any phrase. The fact is that in the New Yorker, they point out where people, particularly women's rights activists in Pennsylvania, at first were outraged and stunned by the fact that the Democratic Senatorial Committee would endorse Bob Casey Jr., who's part of that Alito discussion, that Alito decision, that they were outraged at first by it because they do believe the fact that anybody running in the Democratic Party should be for a woman's right to choose and a woman's right to privacy, and that pro-life people don't belong there, and that it is a litmus test. But then they realized that they could work with Bob Casey Jr. because the alternative is Rick Santorum, who is twice as bad.
Right. Well, okay. But
so that didn't come from me. I mean, there are other people that are using
that. Jay, it's not about your using the word litmus test, really. That's not my point. My point that I'm trying to make is that what drives Democrats is that we don't want religion in our schools. Not because we're not religious, but because we don't want our beliefs of any kind legislated or in the mainstream secular area of life.
I have no problem with that. I believe the same thing.
Right, you're a Democrat.
But you can stand up there and you can say, you know what, even though I have these beliefs, I will uphold the law, and I do uphold separation of church and state.
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of us, Jay, are pro-life Democrats, but we still don't think that our personal beliefs should be legislated onto somebody else.
I have no problem.
I
have no problem with that. As a matter of fact, if you read Jimmy Carter's current book, and he considers himself to be a very religious man, he believes entirely in the separation of church and state, and agrees 100%. And you know what? Because of right-wing religious fanaticism, he resigned from his church.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. He quit and went to a smaller one and went to another one. And he had been involved in this church since he'd been a young man. And he's, you know, this is a fabulous book to read. Because
Jimmy Carter is a fabulous man.
Yeah, he is a fabulous man, and he talks about all of this. And that's kind of where I got the whole thing from, that and the New Yorker article.
Anyway, my point is just that for Democrats, what defines us is not whether we believe that you should have an abortion or don't think you should have an abortion. It's that we don't think that those sorts of things should be legislated to us.
But there's nothing wrong with talking about your religious faith.
Oh, absolutely not.
And then saying, okay, I'm going to uphold the law. But we don't do that. We don't talk about our religious faith. And look what Tim Kaine did in Virginia, because he did talk about his religious faith. And his answer to his opponent, Kilgore, was, well, okay, you're right. Because of my Catholic upbringing, I don't believe in the death penalty, but I am capable of carrying out the state law because I realize that that's part of the job. But these are my values. And people even in rural Virginia reacted to that.
Yeah. Well, they recognized honesty when they heard it.
Well, because they identify with the idea that somebody has moral values. And I think that, you know, maybe the thing is we need to break through and reach the center in this country and start talking about this stuff instead of ceding the whole war to the religious right and letting them hijack religion and run away with it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. It makes a lot of sense.
Okay, call me again.
Okay.
All right, have a great day, too.
You too.
Okay, do I sound like Dr. Laura when I say that, have a great day? Oh, she always says take on the day. I want you to have a good day. All right, a couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600 if you want to jump in this discussion. 717-17.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese, and no one will think any less of you.
Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
This is a special public announcement for anyone that's upside down in a lease or purchase of a 2004 or newer car, truck, or SUV. If you're unable to get the price you need or simply no buyers, you don't have to lose thousands or roll it over into a new note. Give AutoManagement.com a call at 303-756-6800. They can get you out. The company is AutoManagement.com. They've provided a payment guarantee service in Denver for 18 years. Please check them out at AutoManagement.com. Call for an appointment today. 303-756-6800. You won't have to take the hit if the market has fallen for your vehicle. They have the solutions, and at no cost to you if you mention you heard this ad on the radio. A $250 value. Now isn't that a special deal? AutoManagement.com will get you out. Protect your credit and lose the stress. Call 303-756-6800 and tell them about your vehicle. Start saving your assets today. AutoManagement online at AutoManagement.com or call 303-756-6800.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-550-7735. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One Services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-550-7735. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One Services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-550-7735. That's 1-800-550-7735.
Comcast high-speed internet. May I help you?
Comcast. Thank you for upgrading your speed to 6 megs.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
No, I mean, really, thank you. Hey, you already blew DSL away, but making Comcast 7.5 times faster, then including video mail and photo show and McAfee security free with my service? Whoa.
Well, we're glad you like it.
Yeah, I'd like to give you a big hug.
Oh, that's not necessary.
Not necessary?
No.
6 megs of speed, great features, the most trusted name in online security. That deserves something. A present. How about my cat?
Thanks, I'll pass.
I know. Some of my pizza. It's still sort of warm. I'll bring her right over.
Great. Ask for Georgina. Georgina.
Call now and get Comcast high-speed internet free for the first month. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
She is so entertaining. 7:21, 21 minutes after 7. Partly cloudy, high today around 76. Thanks for hanging with me this morning here on AM 760. Jay Marvin along with you. And coming up after 9 o'clock, Paul Waldman will be here. We're going to try to... we couldn't get Paul Waldman on the other morning because the phones at Media Matters for America were messed up. So it wasn't us. But we're going to have him. We're going to try to have him on again at 9. He will deconstruct the right-wing media right here live and in person via telephone. How can you be in person and also be on the phone? Okay, he'll be here on the phone, not in person. We're talking about religion and politics here, basically, and about the Democrats' lack of putting forward the fact that that they have faith, or maybe I should retitle it to the fact that the ultra-right has hijacked Christianity and has absolutely no respect for Judaism or Islam, and that there's got to be a way to fight this. And get through to the voters that, yeah, as the last caller said, we believe in, you know, we have religious values, but we don't believe in taking our values and legislating them. We believe in the absolute separation of church and state. Mark in Castle Rock. Mark, hi, you're on AM 760.
Jay, good morning.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm doing well. You?
Hey, man, I'm all right.
Good.
You know, I love this conversation this morning, and the reason I decided to call, I listen a lot, but I don't call very often, was I think that this is a critical issue for both the left and for really for our culture as a whole. Faith, from people of all different walks of life, faith is one of the most critical things that is a part of who they are, their beliefs, their principles, and their faith. And I think most of the decisions that people make politically really stem from those things. And so because of that, I tend to agree with your initial point. The point that I thought was important to add was that with this comes a certain amount of responsibility. And I think that one of the major political issues is really the hypocrisy of faith. And I think, I don't mean to say it that way, but anybody who is, in my I happen to be a Buddhist, and in my principle is anybody who is who believes in the teachings of Jesus and really reads them and studies them. And so let's talk about Christianity because it's so dominant in this in our culture. Anybody who really believes the things that he says cannot be anything but actively against a war of any war, not just in Iraq, but any war. They can't. If they're looking at the issue of abortion, you have to look at it as a complex issue, and it can't be an issue in which you try to control people's sexual behavior, in which you really try to save lives. So from my perspective, I think that that is one of the political issues that the left has that I don't think we talk about enough, is really are you actively living the beliefs and the faith that you profess?
Yeah, you know, I agree with that. And in this Jimmy Carter book, which I'm referring to a lot because I'm reading it, and it's a marvelous book. You know, he talks about the fact that the ultra-right, the right-wing religious faction, that they have a completely narrow interpretation of the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're so narrow, and it's almost as if they bend it to fit their needs, as opposed to living what it really says.
And if you look at, if you look through history from the Inquisition to the Crusades, so you just go through the history of Western culture, that has always been there. And one of the things that I think that faith can provide us today is the ability to really open up have more dialogue, discuss key political issues to try to get back to the principle, which is that if I respect life, which, you know, most religious beliefs do, if I respect life, then I must stand up for respecting life in all principles. I can't say, well, I respect life, but because somebody attacked the towers, we have to go attack another country, and that's just right, because it's not. And I think that if we were talking along those lines, you really get into the place where our government, in some instances, it acts as they use people's principles to get what they really want, which in a lot of cases is wealth reallocation and those sorts of things, is power and those kind of concepts that are not fundamentally spiritual. They're not actualizing it in a fundamentally spiritual way.
Good points, man. Great call. Hope you'll call again.
Thank you.
Don't be a stranger.
Okay.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. I thought that was pretty well put. Let's go to John in Centennial. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
Hey, John. How are you?
I'm well. Once again, as always, thanks for the work you do.
Well, thank you for being so kind.
We appreciate you. Hey, you know, I think that, okay, as you know, as Democrats and liberals, progressives, Democrats in general, we have a tough road to hoe because, you know, our party and our beliefs are inclusive of all Americans and not just the Christian right wing, you must believe this kind of thing. And I think the upshot of it is that so many of us have been careful not to step into the, you know, the realm of religion just by not, you know, trying to appear or to appear anything other than, what am I trying to say? To be inclusive of all, we've kind of stayed away from religion itself. And, you know, the upshot of it is so many Americans think that the liberals have no moral guidance or no sacred beliefs. But, you know, what's more sacred than, you know, protecting our planet or making sure that children eat or have you know, health care, that everybody, liberty and justice for all. I mean, what is more sacred than that? And we need to, I believe, start speaking, you know, moral truth to this amoral bunch of phonies that have hijacked, basically have hijacked the, you know, the whole idea of morality and Christianity.
Oh, yeah. You know, one of the things I'm sick of is I'm sick of their moral superiority. This idea that they foist over on us, that they're better than us. You know, I'm tired of that.
You know, and that's confounded me all my life. I was raised in Lutheran grade schools, and, you know, I believe that, you know, the beliefs of Jesus and the true work of Jesus was to be inclusive of all, to love all. And, but as a, you know, coming up as a Lutheran, I mean, I knew what was wrong with the Catholics than I knew what was right with the Lutherans. And, you know, we were the only ones going to heaven and all that. So, you know, unfortunately, too much of Christianity, you know, singles it out. And you're right, Jimmy Carter was talking about this, you know, he talks about it in his book, is that anything that excludes everybody but themselves has got to be wrong. I mean, it's got to be, there's got to be more to it. Are you familiar with a guy named Andrew Bard Schmuckler?
No.
Quite a name. He has a website called nonesoblind.org, and he speaks about, you know, the void that liberalism has left, which allowed them to open up the, you know, to spiritual con job from the right. It was possible because of our not speaking out about sacred and moral issues. And it's pretty informative stuff, and he has some pretty good ideas.
All right, what's that website again?
nonesoblind.org. It's a guy named Andrew Bard Schmuckler. He's a philosopher and a teacher. He speaks, and he also does talk radio too. But it's pretty interesting. He comes from a spiritual moral side without being without all the religiosity and stuff. And he talks definitely about how we can, you know, speak back to it and bring the light out. So I would suggest that your listeners take a look at that.
All right, man. Hey, John, great call as always.
Hey, take care, buddy.
All right, have a good day. One line open at 303-713-7600. We've got one line open if you want to get in on this about the left and religion and about the fact that the ultra-right has hijacked this. And I firmly believe that in 2006, the midterm elections, that in 2008, the presidential elections, that we ought to stand up collectively to the religious right and say, you know what, you want to have a debate about morals, you want to have a debate about faith, you want to have a debate about all this stuff, bring it on. Because we certainly could answer back. And it disturbs me that we don't. 7:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, and let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Shay. Pretty easy drive so far this morning. No major issues, just the usual delays. Hop on I-25, jamming up from 104 to the Turnpike, and again from I-70 to Spear, and we're slow from Santa Fe down to T-Rex. Now, if you're coming in from Lakewood, Sinclair's going to get the best of you. Eastbound 6th Avenue, slow from Sheridan over to I-25. And eastbound I-70 also running heavy from Pecos over to Brighton Boulevard. Now, we're crowded on Arapahoe, Broadway, Baseline, and South Boulder Road. Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 are busy. And eastbound on the Turnpike, we're slow from Federal to Pecos. And
search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 U College from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-339-1195. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
Recently, we at Comcast High-Speed Internet raised our speed to a blistering 6 megs. However, in the case of Mark McKenzie, we may have made it a little too fast.
Well, I was ripping around online with my new 6-meg Comcast High-Speed Internet, and I decided to send a video mail to my buddy Steve because his DSL is so slow. And I was like, hey, yesterday's technology.
You dissed your friend.
Yeah, and then I was like, video mail and Photoshop are included free with my service, not yours.
So true.
But then he signed up, and now he's got 6 megs of speed and all the great features.
You got no more smack to throw down?
No.
Well, there you have it. Faster than DSL, cool features. No wonder more people choose Comcast.
Because I couldn't keep my fat mouth shut.
Sign up now and get the first month free. Call 1-800-COMCAST now.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
One line open at 303-713-7600. We're talking about religion and the fact that and politics and the fact that the left or Democrats... we've allowed the right and we've allowed the ultra-right and the religious right to get away with a lot. And look at Tim Kaine's victory in Virginia, in which he talked about being a Catholic. And in some senses, it didn't hurt him, it helped him. And why it is that more people who are Democrats and more people on the left, particularly in leadership positions, don't express their feelings about faith. Susan in Denver. Susan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Can you hear me?
Sure, Susan. I sure can.
Boat drinks, brother. Blast from the past.
Thank you. That is a blast from the past. I mean, way in the past.
I'm a follower.
Oh, I love you too.
Hey, I just want to point this out, and I'm probably going to really make people mad, but what is the difference between a fanatic Christian? They recruit, they promote hate, they promote intolerance, they promote destruction of people who don't think like them. What is the difference between them and, say, terrorists?
Well, I think it's an interesting question.
I don't see a whole lot of difference.
I mean, I think in some senses they are terrorists in the regard, some of them you know engage in physical violence like Tim Rudolph.
Right.
I mean, who bombs abortion clinics or who did bomb abortion clinics and now is in jail awaiting trial. But mentally, they terrorize. Mentally, they seek to destroy, and they have very little respect for any other point of view than their own because they're so wrapped up in their own moral superiority. And you ever notice, too, about these organizations? They're also male-dominated. I don't know what's up with that, but they seem to be. Like, look at the Focus on the Family. It's male-dominated.
Jay, did you do the Race for the Cure here in town?
No, I'm too fat to do the Race for the Cure.
Okay. Well, you do the Race for the Cure. You've got these anti-abortion people out there holding up their signs to all these women that are trying to raise money for breast cancer. And a good majority of them are men. And
yeah,
you want to go
right
up to them and say, what right do you have? are you going to babysit tonight?
Well, you know, that's right. I mean, these organizations, I mean, one of the things about them is male dominated.
Right.
Narrow vision and narrow definition of the scriptures, right. Which I'm not all that familiar with. But if you look at them, I mean, this is what they're up to, and that whole moral superiority thing, this debate.
Jay, I'll tell you why, too, real quickly, and then I'll get off your line here. I had dinner one night a couple years back with a born-again Christian, at that time, friend of mine. And we were sitting at dinner, and I said, okay, you know, tell me what you believe. And she starts going on about what she believes, and I said, so what you're telling me basically is I'm a little Jewish kid, and I'm born into this Jewish family, and I'm a good kid, and I, you know, over the years I'm raised, I don't do drugs, I'm, you know, love thy neighbor, et cetera, et cetera. Are you telling me because that person is a Jew and hasn't accepted Jesus Christ into her heart that little girl, if she dies, let's say she dies when she's 10 years old, is going to go to hell? And that born-again Christian lady looked at me and said, yes. How can you reason with people? How can you reason with people like that? They believe one way, and everybody else is out.
Well, I don't think you can reason with them, but I think what you can attempt to do is you can attempt to talk to the political and social middle, who may have, you know, they go to church every Sunday, and they consider themselves to be Catholic or Protestant or.
You
Episcopalian
can,
or Mormon,
but they're not
fanatics about it. I mean, those are
right.
The people that you got to reach.
I agree with you on that one.
I mean, that's the only key to winning elections.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one in regards to the political aspect of it. But it is scary out there. Let me tell you, I'm a Buddhist, like your earlier caller. I don't bring it up because a lot of the people that are Christian, you almost offend them when you tell them that you're something different because they're intolerant.
Well. Would you say that's the majority of the Christians you run into?
Only the fanatics, and the fanatics need to be weeded out, and they're the ones that are the same as, in my opinion, they're like the Al-Qaeda. There's no difference.
But see, the ones that are involved in Christianity or Judaism or Mormon or whatever the case may be, but who would not denounce you, I think that they're too silent. That they need to come forward and they need to say to people like James Dobson and Pat Robertson and Jerry Falwell, hey, you know, you don't own the religion.
Right, right. But they're scared. It's scary out there. It'd be like going to George Bush and telling him to do something different. Nope, not going to happen.
Yeah, that's very, very true. All right, thank you. I appreciate the call. Thanks for being part of the show.
Have a good day.
Okay, 7:39 here at AM 760. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. But, you know, I don't think that I should take back when I said that it's the only key to winning elections. But I think it's a big key. For us to become more popular, for those of us on the left and Democrats, and get traction. Because after all, when you boil it all down, I mean, when you get it all down, we're vying with these people for control of the country. And I don't think any of you want the religious right running this country, but we're ceding the debate to them. And I realize, too, that I'm part of that. I'm part of ceding the debate. I'm an agnostic, but I'm not as familiar with the scriptures as I should be. I was raised Jewish. In Orange County, California, by the way, which is, a hotbed of the John Birch Society. It was when I was going to school. They would start the school board meetings with a prayer to Christ. And it seems to me that we should get a strong separation of church and state, but still say that whether you're Jewish or Muslim or Christian or whatever, that you have a belief in your religion, but that... We want that separation of church and state. We don't want to merge the two into a theocracy, which is what the ultra-right wants to do, the right-wing religious Christians. Emily in Commerce City. Emily, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
You there, Emily?
Yes, I am. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Go ahead.
You know, I've been debating for a couple days whether or not to call, and I've been kind of struggling with this point. Al Franken had a gentleman on his show the other day who... has written a book, and I don't remember his name or the title of the book, but he was saying that religion is always, or faith is always personal, but never private. And when I first heard that, I thought, gosh, I'm really not okay with that. It really hit me the wrong way until he explained kind of why he was saying that, in that so many times our faith needs to lead our how we interact with society, especially in how politically, we need to focus on the poor and the struggling because that's what Jesus did. And because, and so he was saying that so many of the Christian right were missing that point and that they weren't really living their faith out within the public. And I kind of had an issue with it. And I guess I'm still kind of debating, and maybe you can help me through this point, because I'm Roman Catholic and abortion would never be okay for my husband and I, but I can't force that on anybody else. But then again, based on what he was saying, that wouldn't really be living my faith if I was allowing people to do that. But I also agree that I should, you know, live my faith more and make sure that politically, you know, the poor is on the forefront, as well as education and taking care of everybody around us. Yet, you know, as a Catholic, it's always the, you know, personal faith is always personal and private, and, you know, we live our faith by our actions and not necessarily by saying, hey, I'm Catholic, so I love you type thing.
Well, I don't think you have anything to work through. I mean, I think the idea is that you have a strong faith and a strong belief and a strong religion, but you realize that there is a separation of church and state, and that you have to uphold and abide by the laws of the land. And the guy you're talking about is Jim Wallace.
Okay.
And I can't. I think the book's name is God's Work, but I'm not sure. And you ought to read it. It's really a good book. But I don't think you have anything to work out. I mean, I think you're absolutely fit into the category of the type the person I'm talking about.
Right, and I've always felt like there's a separation between church and state, and that's why I don't feel like I can force my beliefs about not having an abortion on anybody else, especially for so many of the reasons that women choose to have abortions, such as rape and incest and things like that. But I sometimes feel like I might be seen as hypocritical, and that's such an argument with so many people that religious are hypocritical because, you know, they live the faith, but then they don't, you know, transfer it over into their political life.
Well, I think you can translate it over into your political life, but you have to have respect for the Constitution, and you have to have respect for the idea that the First Amendment does speak, you know, to the separation of church and state, which of course the ultra right, the religious right, would debate that issue. Emily, thank you. Great call. Thank you. Call again.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Two lines open. 303-713-7600. Two lines open at 303-713-7600 if you want to get into this whole thing about politics and the faith. 744, 60 minutes in front of 8.
Call or visit Centennial Leasing and Sales today at 303-233-CARS or at centennialcars.com.
AM 760's Jay Marvin gets you informed on referendums.
Talking about Colorado's future. Do we think the best of our fellow Coloradans, or do we think the worst of them? Do more than just vote yourself. Get out and talk to people in your neighborhood about it. Make sure they turn out to vote.
$4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One Services at 1-800-550-7735. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One Services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-550-7735. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One Services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-550-7735. That's 1-800-550-7735.
Comcast high-speed internet. May I help you?
Comcast. Thank you for upgrading your speed to 6 megs.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
No, I mean, really, thank you. Hey, you already blew DSL away, but making Comcast 7.5 times faster, then including video mail and photo show and McAfee security free with my service? Whoa.
Well, we're glad you like it.
Yeah, I'd like to give you a big hug.
Oh, that's not necessary.
Not necessary?
No.
6 megs of speed, great features, the most trusted name in online security. That deserves something. A present. How about my cat?
Thanks, I'll pass.
I know. Some of my pizza. It's still sort of warm. I'll bring her right over.
Great. Ask for Georgina. Georgina.
Call now and get Comcast high-speed internet free for the first month. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message reach to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
This is a special public announcement for anyone that's upside down in a lease or purchase of a 2004 or newer car, truck, or SUV. If you're unable to get the price you need or simply no buyers, you don't have to lose thousands or roll it over into a new note. Give AutoManagement.com a call at 303-756-6800. They can get you out. The company is AutoManagement.com. They've provided a payment guarantee service in Denver for 18 years. Please check them out at AutoManagement.com. Call for an appointment today. 303-756-6800. You won't have to take the hit if the market has fallen for your vehicle. They have the solutions, and at no cost to you if you mention you heard this ad on the radio. A $250 value. Now isn't that a special deal? AutoManagement.com will get you out. Protect your credit and lose the stress. Call 303-756-6800 and tell them about your vehicle. Start saving your assets today. AutoManagement online at AutoManagement.com or call 303-756-6800.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Kids receive a free child identification kit, which is a must these days. A free child identification kit for your kids. That's all coming up this Saturday, November the 12th, at Rocky's Autos, home of the cleanest late model cars in all of Colorado. They're going to have all kind music and food and just a really great time. That's Rocky's Autos. That's this Saturday, November the 12th, between 2 and 4.
Account today. Commercial Federal. Better banking every day. Member FDIC. Stop by any of our 47 Denver area offices. Some restrictions apply.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 7:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. Thank you for making room for me this morning in your daily life. Partly cloudy. A high of around 76. Jay Marvin with you. 303-713-7600. We've been talking about this for the last 2 hours. I didn't think, you know what, I said this at 6 o'clock. And I mean it. I don't know how many people are with me at like 10 minutes after 6 or 15 after 6. And I have a tendency sometimes to like go on. And sometimes, as they say, blow your best material between 6 and 7. And I don't know how many of you are there with me. But this topic has gone on for almost 2 hours. And I'm glad to have it with you. I really am. Because I think we ought to explore everything on this program having to do with politics and targeting the midterm elections and the big one in 08. So I'm definitely up for it. Let's go to Tom in Fort Collins. Tom, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How's it going?
Hey, it's going good, Tom. How are you?
The point I'd like to make is Dobson, I know for a fact, has on several occasions, at least on Fox News, brought up the fact that he believes that he's personally going to witness the end of days. And that's one thing that really scares me about these people is I think that, you know, maybe consciously, maybe subconsciously, they really think that the world's going to end sometime soon, which is why they're so fired up about us getting into Iraq and getting into the Middle East, because I think some of these guys, you know, they think that the rest of us are going to burn in hell and they're going to be saved, so it really doesn't matter what they do militarily, and I think they may even be trying to provoke us getting into more conflict in the Middle East.
Yeah, I don't think that's far-fetched. I think there's two schools of thought here when it comes to our involvement in the Middle East. First of all, there are those within the administration who believe, and it's, you know, and think about this for a second. I mean, how naive this is. There are those who believe that we could go into Iraq, set up a democracy, and influence the rest of the Middle East, which is absolutely absurd. Okay?
Yeah, no.
Number one is wrong. And then there's people in the administration like George W. Bush who not only combine that and Condoleezza Rice, but they combine it with their religion, too.
Yeah, no, it's so naive to think that, you know, people who have 5,000 years of civilized history that don't involve democracy are suddenly going to, like, want a big slice of democracy pie, even if we have to cram it down their throat. That doesn't make any sense to me.
And if you do it in the name of religion, it makes it even worse.
Well, yeah, and that makes things like Dobson and Pat Robertson and all these other, super religious pinheads, the things that they say, even more irresponsible. Because in the Middle East, I know for a fact, I've been there, I'm a veteran. I just got out of the military 6 months ago. And I know for a fact that these people pay attention to what our religious leaders say. You know, there's a tendency in this country to blow off people like Robertson or Dobson, if you're not involved in their right-wing agenda, as nutcases, which, rightfully so. But on the flip side, religious leaders hold a very prominent place in Muslim society. And so they look to our culture and they see what our religious, religious leaders are saying, things like they're emissaries of Satan and they all are going to burn in hell. And then that just, compounds the problems we already have. It's irresponsible of them as public figures to do that.
Yeah, I think it is too, but that comes into that whole thing about narrow interpretation and about moral superiority. And the people who believe in religion as compassion and grace and to have a positive effect on society, particularly those on the left, they remain silent for the most part, and they cede this whole argument to people like James Dobson, when in reality, they don't represent everybody. They represent a small minority in this country who have been able to gain a lot of power through taking over the Republican Party. And you're absolutely right. I mean, the people in the Middle East, particularly Muslims, a lot of them see us as being the quote-unquote crusaders. And we fuel that by some of the dialogue that we allow to surface in this country. And George W. Bush is one of the worst at this, I think.
Well, things like Bring It On. I mean, how smart is that to provoke the death of your own soldiers? That's what he did. I was in Iraq when he made it about that. It went south in a big, fat hurry.
Yeah, it did. I mean, it did. And it's like, what are you doing? I mean, how come we can't? Here's the thing. How come we can't respect? And I'm not talking about radical Islam, okay? Because I think in a lot of ways we fuel that. But
we do. We do.
Well, why can't we respect Muslims? And why can't we respect Islam?
People use vitriolic rhetoric in the public sphere to describe them. And your average American 9-to-5er doesn't have time to watch the news and really dig into the issues. And they just, they take it at face value because they're our leaders. And that really bothers me.
Yeah, it does me too. That's why I think that those of us on the left if you're on the left, you're a Democrat. There's nothing wrong with talking about your religious beliefs as long as you make it clear that you believe in the separation of church and state and that you can carry out the laws. That's why, after that discussion we had a couple of mornings ago about this whole question of woman's right to choose, I think Bill Ritter running for governor is perfectly acceptable. As long as he says, okay, I'll honor state law and I'll honor federal law. I don't care if he's pro-life.
Yes. And I mean, to extend that hijacking of our society by the religious right even further, I know for a fact, being in the military, especially amongst the officer corps, if you want to, I'm an atheist. I was raised an atheist, and I made no bones about that. I shouldn't have to hide my beliefs, in order to protect other people. But in the military, I can tell you a fact. I was discriminated against on more than one occasion because I didn't hold a religious belief. It's not just the Air Force Academy where that kind of stuff is going on. And it's right back to that. We don't want to let Air America Radio on the Armed Forces Radio Network. It's because there's a lot of people who are in positions of power within the military that ascribe to this evangelical right-wing nutcase philosophy.
Yeah, that's disgusting. You know what? It really is disgusting, and it's morally wrong, and it's anti-American. I agree with you 100% there. Hey, thank you for a great call. Thank you for your service to our country. I really appreciate it.
All right. Keep up the good work, Jay.
All right. Call me again. All right, 303-713-7600. Do I got time to squeeze in one more call? Let me try Charlie and Greeley. Charlie, you're on. Are you there, Charlie, my man?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you got about 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, Jay, I could go on for hours on this, and you have hit a nerve. And I think what we need to do is point out that this right-wing born-again stuff is just words. By that, I mean I'm pro-life. Well, when you cut funding for WIC, when you cut Medicaid, funding, when you cut Head Start, you're not pro-life, you're pro-birth. When I'm pro-family, but I've left my first wife or my second for my third, and I'm cheating on her for my fourth, you're not pro-family. Hypocrisy among these people is just rampant. And I think that's something that we need to hit home again and again and again and use the bullhorn just as loudly, if not louder, than they do. Because, it's, as I said, it's not about actions. It's about words. You have to say the right things. It doesn't matter how you live. What matters is what you say.
All right, pal. I hate to cut you off, but I'm out of time. Good call, Charlie. Thank you. 7:58 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Okay, I'm going to get to this poll. I promised you this poll. I'm going to get to it coming up after 8 o'clock. And Paul Waldman for Media Matters for America on right after 9 o'clock will deconstruct the right-wing media hyperbole. So that's all coming up here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Thanks for being part of the program. Really do appreciate it.
Packages and maximum download speed at 1.5 Mbps.
Don't miss the Al Franken Show live from the Boulder Theater Wednesday, November 16th, right here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Terror half a world away, on the alert here at home.
I noticed three or four officers deployed in front of the hotel, on the side of the hotel. I mean, I suppose at least there's a show of force out there.
A tourist in New York where security has been stepped up after hotel bombings in Amman, Jordan yesterday killed 56 people. There's late word now from the American Embassy in Amman that at least one U.S. citizen is among the dead.
This is not Islam. Islam is not like this.
He was getting married at one of the hotels that were blown up. His father and other wedding guests killed. CBS News correspondent Robert Berger.
Hundreds of Jordanians are marching through the streets of Amman right near one of the hotels that was blown up by suicide bombers. Quite a large crowd. They are carrying Jordanian flags and banners. The banners say, no to terrorism, no to Al-Qaeda. There are a lot of pictures of King Abdullah that people are carrying. They want to show support for the king. Robert Berger, CBS News, Amman.
Al-Qaeda in Iraq is taking blame for the attacks in Amman and the suicide bombing today at a restaurant in Baghdad. That attack took 33 lives.
Terrible thing this morning. A lot of people are dead, a lot of wounded.
Army Captain Dave Underwood says the attack took place just as Iraqi police officers were stopping by for breakfast. France suffered a 14th night of street violence, but police say the overall level of violence is going down.
The rioting is easing, but the problems that fuel the violence remain.
People are fed up with the situation of unemployment.
Young people from the impoverished housing projects aren't convinced the French government is ready to make real changes. They say the riots are their way of sending a message.
Please look at us. We exist. We live in France too.
The government has promised more aid for education and job training, but lasting change will be slow. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
A New York man has been convicted of rape. What makes the case stand out is that his crime took place in 1973. Prosecutors couldn't convict him until now, until new DNA evidence came along to link him to the attack on Kathleen Ham.
The DNA, it doesn't fade away, it doesn't fail, and it doesn't lie.
On the CBS Health Watch, one American in 20 will go through a bout of depression at some point in any given year. The study by Dr. Alan Langley at Johns Hopkins finds that it can add up to billions of dollars in absenteeism and other costs for business.
Depression is so prevalent, anxiety as well. It really seems as though you can quickly choke a profitable company.
Companies spend about twice as much on health care for employees with depression. And the government says the trade gap widened to a record high in September. Gulf Coast hurricanes inflated the bill for imported oil, and the trade deficit with China set a record. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are up 12.5 points. NASDAQ is down 2. This is CBS News.
If your company has machines and people who work on those machines, and the machines have gears and are made of some kind of metal, and those machines are necessary to manufacture some kind of product that your company sells. In short, if these machines have absolutely no distinguishing qualities whatsoever, then your company is exactly how most insurance companies see their business clients. To see the whole picture, Liberty Mutual goes beyond the numbers and averages. For business liability coverage, we learn how your products are manufactured and used. We even look at your suppliers and vendor agreements, so we can help you accurately determine your businesses before they become problems. Because the more we understand the way you actually do things, the more accurately we can tailor your coverage terms and service. After all, if your business were exactly the same as every other one, it's more than insurance. It's insurance in action.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
Well, we do have a couple problems we're dealing with now. Have a wreck working north on I-25 right around Auraria Parkway, so it's going to slow you down just a little bit. Turn around and south on I-25, still sticky. From 104th right into downtown and through T-Rex, eastbound I-70, slow go from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard and southbound 225. Bunches up for your ride into the tech center. Now, Boulder streets were busy, but thinning out just a little bit on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, and getting word of a new accident now off to the left shoulder, eastbound Highway 36, approaching Federal, so we're slow from 80th Avenue or 80th Street Bridge. It's Bailey. Actually,
get you caught up on the Avs just before they drop the puck with the Vancouver Canucks at 7:30. It's all on Altitude, available on Dish Network, Channel 410.
Al Franken.
Want to meet AM 760's Al Franken? AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk,
and Be the Change
are bringing Al Franken back to Colorado, and we're giving five lucky.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Recently, we at Comcast High-Speed Internet raised our speed to a blistering 6 megs. However, in the case of Mark McKenzie, we may have made it a little too fast.
Well, I was ripping around online with my new 6-meg Comcast High-Speed Internet, and I decided to send a video mail to my buddy Steve because his DSL was so slow. And I was like, yesterday's technology.
You dissed your friend.
Yeah, and then I was like, video mail and Photoshop are included free with my service, not yours.
So true.
But then he signed up, and now he's got 6 megs of speed and all the great features.
You got no more smack to throw down?
No.
Well, there you have it. Faster than DSL, cool features. No wonder more people choose Comcast.
Because I couldn't keep my fat mouth shut.
Sign up now and get the first month free. Call 1-800-COMCAST now.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-339-1195. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8, partly cloudy, high of around 76. Jay Marvin here at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. For those of you that have noticed that we seem to be going on and off the air, hang in there. We're having transmitter trouble, but we're working on it. We got somebody out there who's working on it. It isn't a right-wing plot to keep us off the air. We realize we have technical problems, so hang in and hang in with me, and I appreciate it because I don't want to be sitting here by myself, and I realize that it's irritating, but we're doing the best we can to fix it. Okay, problem. You know, Mary and I were talking about this last night, and we were wondering, like, how does he feel about all this, and how do they plan to get some traction and get themselves out of this problem? Democrats might be over, and this is from MSNBC. Democrats might be overstating their gubernatorial victories Tuesday in the New Jersey and Virginia that are glaring signs for next year's midterm congressional elections and beyond. But one thing is pretty clear. President Bush and the GOP seem to be mired in political quicksand. The latest NBC News Wall Street Journal poll released yesterday night, finds that all five of Bush's job approval ratings on overall job performance, the economy, foreign policy, terrorism, and Iraq are at all-time lows in the survey. In addition, the CIA leak scandal seems to be taking a toll on the administration with nearly 80%. Check this out. Nearly 80% believing the indictment of Vice President Cheney's former chief of staff, Louis Scooter Libby, is a serious matter. And with Bush experiencing a 7-point drop since January, and those who see him as honest and straightforward. Ouch. With the midterms a year away, these numbers could spell trouble for the GOP. This is a very unhappy electorate that is going to be unstable, and they are terrifically unstable numbers. There are terrifically unstable numbers of the Republican Party. This is according to Republican pollster Bill McIntruff and Peter D. Hart, who is a Democratic pollster. Perhaps the best news for Republicans, now this is kind of sad, in the poll is that Democrats aren't necessarily faring much better. Both parties are having difficulties. Now, the Democrats only come in with 8% of people trusting in their leadership. And I think Democrats are trying to take advantage of this by keeping the heat on the administration over the war in Iraq and over the whole intelligence manipulation charge, which I believe to be true, that we were misled into war and that these people twisted the facts to get us in. They've been trying to do that. But the poll shows that the polarity of 43% views the Republican Party negatively, but the Democratic Party doesn't fare much better, with just 33% of them viewing them positively versus 36% who see them in a negative light. Now, the elections are a year away, so we got a long time to go. And this president, George W. Bush, think about this, got 3 years left in his term. And impeachment is just not going to happen. I don't think that that's going to happen. Now, how high up this whole CIA leak situation goes is up for grabs. Because Fitzgerald has not ended his probe. There is still a cloud of suspicion that hangs over Karl Rove. And there are these persistent rumors going around that what Fitzgerald is trying to do is he's trying to squeeze Louis Scooter Libby to give him information about who else was involved in this. Well, who else is named in that indictment? Who else is named as being involved in this? Dick Cheney. Now, Dick Cheney's poll numbers are miserable. He's only got a 19% approval rating. Not that he really cares. I don't think he gives a damn. And I think he's viewed himself for a long time as being a force unto himself in the White House. But there are also reports, and I've brought it up before on here, there are also reports that there's now a rift between Cheney and Bush. And I wonder if George W. Bush sits back and says, well, you know what, the legacy of my presidency is going to be the war in Iraq. And that Dick Cheney and Scooter Libby just sold me a bill of goods. They sold me a bill of goods on Iraq, and I bought it. That's probably letting George W. Bush off the hook too much. But it sometimes crosses my mind that all of a sudden he wakes up and he's in this box and can't get out. And the GOP can't get out. You know, they stripped the Anwar drilling provision out of that upcoming bill. House leaders late yesterday abandoned an attempt to push through a hotly contested plan to open the Alaskan Wildlife Refuge to oil drilling, fearing that it would jeopardize approval of the sweeping budget bill on Thursday. They also dropped from the budget document plans to allow states to authorize oil and gas drilling off the Atlantic and Pacific Coast, regions currently under a drilling moratorium. The actions were a stunning setback for those who have tried for years to open the coastal strip of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, or ANWR, to oil development, and a victory for environmentalists who had lobbied hard against the drilling provisions. President Bush has made drilling in Alaska refuge as one of his top energy priorities, and he got dealt a setback yesterday. And this includes people in his own party who are involved in this. I mean, this president is paralyzed. Unbelievable. All right. Don't tell me we have people hanging on and want to continue this discussion about religion and politics. Did I open a huge can of worms here this morning? I mean, we got two lines open at 303-713-7600. Ashley and Loveland and Paul and Denver are hanging on. They want to talk about this. So I wanted to get to the oil companies and whether we ought to charge them a windfall profit tax on their profits and take that money and plow it back into helping the indigent with home heating oil costs, the poor. And I wanted to get into that, but I guess I can't move off this religious thing. All right, if I get two more phone calls on this, I'll stay with it. 303-713-7600. All right, I'll stay with it anyway. All right, I'll go to hear what Ashley and DePaul say, because I don't want to deprive them of their chance to speak up here. And if you're just turning on the program this morning, or if you're trying to hang in with the transmitter problems that we're having, where we're popping on and off the air, and we're working on that, what I started out at 6 o'clock this morning to talk about, and I guess I hit a vein here, and I'm talking about a gusher this morning, is the fact that the left and the Democrats just don't speak much about their faith, and that we have allowed the right wing, the ultra-right wing, the religious right wing, to just hijack the whole process, and that they dominate the religious debate in this country. And the fact that we ought to stand up and we ought to say to them, okay, you want to have a debate about all this stuff? Good, fine, bring it on, we're ready. There are those of us in the Democratic Party who have faith and want to talk about it. I'm an agnostic, basically. I struggle to try to find God, but I respect people who have a belief in religion. Whatever it is. I was raised Jewish, but I respect people. I respect Muslims. I know a lot of mainstream Muslims who are great people. I respect Christians. I know a lot of great people who are Christians. And there are a lot of Christians who believe in the idea of compassion and grace as opposed to this moral superiority, male-dominated, patriarchal, you know what, if you don't respect me and you don't believe as I do, then you're going to hell and screw you type of viewpoint. And what brings us up to a little bit is Tim Kaine in Virginia, which if you go and break down what Tim Kaine did in Virginia, is he took on a Republican opponent, this guy Kilgore, and Tim Kaine came forward, and this discussion also involves Bill Ritter to a certain degree. Tim Kaine came forward and he said, you know what, I'm a Catholic, and I don't believe in the death penalty. And I'm pro-life. And I think people should have the right to own guns. But he said, you know, he said that I'm Catholic. And that my Catholic faith precludes me from believing in the death penalty. Although I can carry out state laws as mandated. And I respect federal law. So I won't let that get in the way. And his opponent attacked him over this, by taking a quote he made and twisting it around and claiming that he wouldn't give the death penalty to Adolf Hitler, which is absurd. And you know what? Tim Kaine kicked this guy's rear. Now, he and Mark Warner in Virginia must be onto some kind of formula here. And maybe it would do us a lot of good to take a look at it. Jerry Kilgore, yeah, was his opponent. All right, 303-713-7600. Calls on this coming up at 8:16, 16 minutes after 8, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Thanks for making this show part of your day. And hanging out there, we're working on these. Carpet Care will clean three rooms and a hallway in your home for only $125. You heard me right. Denver's premier carpet cleaning company is offering to clean three rooms and a hallway for only $125. And you get the same great service the same quality for the company that Mary and I trust with our money, and you ought to do the same. Superior Carpet Care is family-owned, and they're people who care about your home, no matter who you've used before. You got to try Superior Carpet Care, and you'll see and feel the difference in your carpets, and you'll always have them back there that good. And you know what? For $125, three rooms and a hallway, you just can't beat the price to go along with their superior work. So if you need your carpets or air ducts cleaned, take my recommendation. Call Superior Carpet Care, 303.
CD and download, 866-411-SONG. Now you can get it before you forget it.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:19, 19 minutes after 8, partly cloudy, a high of 76, not going to be a bad day. And the sun is out there, and it looks pretty nice outside. I'm kind of looking forward to going out today, even though I got to go to the doctor, which I'm not looking forward to. All right, let's go to Ashley in Loveland. Ashley, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for allowing me to wake up to it every day.
Oh, thank you. You're very kind.
I'm sorry for dragging this on, but this is a very important subject to me. When you were in school after Christmas break, can you remember the first discussion upon returning to school? I could tell you mine.
Yeah, you go first.
What did everybody get for Christmas? So, and I have a problem as a single mom with schools telling my kids some chubby jolly guy in a red suit will bring gifts if they're good. Well, what if I'm unable to afford it? Are my kids then bad? I have a problem with my seventh grader. He's told that religion is not to be talked about in school. But yet last night, my first grader came home singing Christian Christmas songs.
Yeah, I remember going through that as a kid, and I remember feeling like really...
out of place.
Out of place and isolated. And then the thing, too, that would bring that on, which would make it even worse, which I'm not saying my parents did the wrong thing here, but would make it even worse, is that when we would have, you know, Jewish holidays, like, you know, the High Holy Days or whatever it would be, and they would take me out of school, like Passover or whatever, and then I would have to come back, and I would have to explain, you know, why the hell it was that I got the day off and that other, you know, that the other kids didn't get the day off. And when I was in grade school, you know, that used to trouble me. When I was in high school, however, then it became a point of pride.
And me too, and you're hitting my point. I say have a discussion in school, in work, in a public place about Jesus, but also discuss Islam and Judaism, Buddhism, and, you know, everything, and show how we're different, but we're really the same, you know?
But does that violate the separation of church and state?
Well, they do it anyways. I mean, they're not supposed to talk about it, but they really do, so... You know, a few of your callers, you know, before me, they were saying, you know, that they're hypocrites. And it really is, because either you don't talk about it, period, you know, or but it's like they just add their little things that they want us to believe in or talk about. And it's hard, because I don't think that they do separate it. And what's the problem? Why should it be separated? I think everybody needs to talk
about
it. Well,
because there are those, and I'm one of them at times. There are those who would say that the First Amendment, and you get these right-wingers who will call in, these ultra-right Christians who will call in and say that there's no separation clause in the First Amendment of the Constitution, but there is. And there are those who, you know, who believe, to a certain justification, that church and state should have an absolute wall between them. Now, you bring up a really interesting point, because think about this. I don't think the majority of this country... I could be wrong, because I don't know. I've never taken a poll on this, and I don't have the means to do it. And it irritates me when politicians, particularly George W. Bush and others, say, well, the American people believe. Well, how the hell does he know the American people believe? But I think that a majority, and callers can either refute this or they can back me up. I think the majority of people in this country would be upset if you went in and said, okay, no more discussion about Christmas, that you can't have Santa, that you can't have any of that stuff, and that you can't sing Christmas carols. I think they would go around the bend, and of course the religious right would jump on that, and as they always do with everything, and, you know, say, oh, those godless liberals and the godless ACLU and all of this. I think people would just go cry. I don't think they'd accept it.
Well, I don't think so either, but I think our kids are smart enough to know when they know a good person, and if they're taught, you know, about each other's religion, you know, maybe just one day a year, and that's all I'm asking, that, wow, you know, this person is, he practices Islam, but he's really one of my dearest friends, you know. We're a lot different, but we're really the same, and I think it needs to start with our kids. You know, don't just say, oh, we can have Christmas and sing Christian songs, but then exclude everybody else. Because I was raised atheist until I was 19, then I became Christian, and now I just believe that I have a creator. I'm not sure who it is. I'm lost, you know. but I strive to do good, and I think that's what it's all about.
All right, well, let's see what other callers think about the idea of... All right, well, how about your idea of teaching comparative religion in schools? What would be wrong? What would be wrong with that? As long as you feature every, but see, then the intelligent design people seize on that same argument by saying, "Well, what's wrong with teaching intelligent design along with evolution? And intelligent design is nothing but biblical interpretation foisted on the education system, which violates the separation of church and state."
Well, I think that, like I said, our kids are smart enough to decipher if they're given all the options. It's like at Thanksgiving. If you pile your plate full of mashed potatoes, that's all you're going to know. If you take a little bite of everything, then you can decide what you like the most. You know, it's as basic as that, and our kids need to be able to decide for themselves.
All right, well, we'll see what other people have to say about it, Ashley. And by the way, speaking of Thanksgiving and being a single mom, you ought to get out to Rocky's. I don't give them a free plug, but I will. Get out to Rocky's. I don't mind giving a free plug. This Saturday and get a certificate for a free turkey.
Okay, thank you. Do I have tofu turkey? Vegetarian.
No, I don't think so. I don't think they have tofu turkey.
Thought I'd check.
All right, Ashley, I love you. Thanks for calling.
You too. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
And I'm really watching my diet, man. You know, Thanksgiving, Mary is a wonderful cook, but I'm telling you, I'm having one plateful, and I'm pushing my fat rear away from the table. But I figure you can eat as much turkey as you want, right? Because that's not very fattening. But the other stuff that she makes, whew, it's really hard not to get into that. Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Jay.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, you know, Jesus said, "He who believes in me will have everlasting life." So as an agnostic, aren't you concerned about that? Don't you want everlasting life?
Do you want to know the true answer?
Yeah.
Watch people get, like, what is wrong with him? Sometimes I think to myself, I've had enough of life as it is. You know, I'm 53, and if I make it to 63, fine. And you know what? I mean, because I've had enough as it is sometimes, I think. But I don't know. I don't know if, you know, I can't accept that totally. That Jesus would be the way to everlasting life. Because after all, nobody's ever come back and told us that it works.
Right, exactly. And you know, that's part of the point I want to make here as far as talking about our religious beliefs. I was a Christian. I'm a spiritual person now. I believe that there's some sort of, a power greater than myself, whether it's God or whoever, but there is something greater than myself. But as far as talking about my religious beliefs in the political arena, it's not necessary, in my opinion. It's like you model your religious beliefs. You live your religious beliefs. You don't need to spout off what they are and try and connect them with, well, you know, because of my religious beliefs, we shouldn't be drilling in Anwar. Well, arguments for that could be made on both sides as far as religious beliefs.
You know what? I disagree. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that, like, I oppose the death penalty, and the reason I do is because it comes out of my religion. I don't think there's any problem with that at all. As long as, once again, you make clear to people that as the, you know, the governor of the state, or as a, you know, a member of the legislature, or as a senator or a congressman, or a congressperson, I guess is the right word to say it, that you can follow the laws as they are, and that you respect federal and local and state laws, and that your religion, you know, will not force you to try to break down the wall in the separation between church and state. Because religion, if you think about it, man, religion is vital to just about everybody except the small minority of people who consider themselves to be either agnostic or atheists. And they're definitely in the minority. Now, you know, I think they ought to be respected. And if you're an atheist, I think they should be respected. And I think it was George W. Bush's father, the first Bush, who made a comment that he didn't respect atheists and that being atheist was un-American. And I thought he was wrong about that. But I don't think there's anything wrong with saying, well, because I'm Catholic or whatever the case is, I can't go along with the death penalty, and I'm consistent in that, and that I, you know, don't believe in abortion. But if Roe versus Wade is intact and that's the law of the land, then I'm perfectly willing to follow it.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong.
This place is disgusting. I feel dirty just being here.
All right. I've got one last thing I want you to see. I think you're going to like this.
Is that a...
Yes.
It's a beer tree.
Honey, we're home.
Bud Light. Great taste for your great times.
Nothing quite like a beer straight from the tree.
Whatever public policy question, I don't think it's wrong to exclude religion out of it. I think it even makes the person more honest and fuller.
Yeah, well, I hear what you're saying, and I don't, again, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I just don't think it's necessary.
Oh, I think it's vitally necessary, because I think if you took a poll, you'd find that the majority of people in this country believe in God and that religion is extremely important to them, and I think we, for far too long, have let the religious right and people like James Dobson hijack the whole scene. Hey, Paul, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
All right, Jay, take care.
Yeah, call me again. It's 8:31, 29 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. Coming up after 9 o'clock, Paul Waldman from Media Matters for America and open phones. It's 8:31. Let's get some traffic, progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. We are seeing a few problems right now. Northbound I-25, jamming up from Alameda. That's because of an earlier crash right around Colfax. Westbound I-70, seeing a slow go from Colorado Boulevard. That's because of a wreck just after Vasquez. It's being pushed off to the shoulder. And if you're headed to Denver on the Turnpike, it's a struggle from 80th. That's because of a four-car crash off to the left shoulder right before Federal. Now, around town, still pretty busy on Arapahoe, Broadway, Baseline, and Belmont. And we're still stacking up on Highway 93 and the Diagonal. Now checking the forecast, going to be a nice one today. Sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s. We're at about 40 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder.
Are you worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is proven to support healthy triglycerides and blood pressure. And now new research reveals powerful benefits for joints, wrinkled skin, even focus and concentration. If this sounds like you, we can help. We want to rush you a free bottle of Purity's Advanced Omega-3. Simply call 1-800-622-3114 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our omega-3, you'll become a loyal fish oil customer. With 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil capsules, our omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended, purified, and mercury-free. So what are you waiting for? Call 1-800-622-3114 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-622-3114.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Morning, the American Equity Mortgage Spouse Dog here. Chasing a great interest rate is like chasing your tail. Fun, but in the end you're tired and you look a little foolish. Here's everything you need to know.
Fixed rate of 5.25 at American Equity Mortgage. Call 303-290-1000. 5.25 fixed rate could be here today, gone tomorrow. Call 303-290-1000. APR 5.691. Rate subject to change. A Tom Martino referral member.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-514-4750. Again, that's 1-800-514-4750. 1-800-514-4750.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they'll understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Bloomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
Put them on in a half hour with appointment. 303-771-9800, Aspen Goodyear.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Minutes away from 9 o'clock. Good morning. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk, partly cloudy, high of around 76. And we're talking here about religion and politics. 303-713-7600. Didn't your parents or somebody used to tell me when I was a kid that religion and politics don't mix? And I don't think that that's really true in the year 2005. Jane in Castle Rock. Jane, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. excuse me. Do we have to talk about the religion thing?
Well, what do you want to talk about?
Oh, I just wrote down several things, but I will talk about it a little bit.
Well, that's what we're talking about until 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
So you got to stay on the subject.
I just wanted to say that I listen to Air America all day long, and the different people that are on, and you're my favorite. I don't know.
Oh, thank you.
If it's because you're here, I don't think so. Because some of them, I just can't follow them. My mind wanders, but they're all trying to do a good job. Some of them get too carried away. Some of them are a little bit. Flaky. Anyway, you're really great, and you've got a lot of intellectual, and that's what I like about it. And the religion, I'm a moderate. I agree with pretty much the way you do. I was raised a Christian, but I'd rather be live and let live and teach things besides. I don't believe in violence and killing and all that stuff, and that's in the Bible, of course, but, you know, I guess that's just the way man is, but yeah, I'm a moderate.
Well, that gets kind of blotted out, I think.
Yeah.
You know, what happens is, and I'm not an expert on the scriptures, I'm far from it, but what I think happens is, and if there's any devout Christians, I mean, they can, you know, either refute this or support it, but I think what happens is that people on the religious right, they cherry pick the Bible.
Yeah.
And take what they want and discard the rest, or they try to twist the meaning around.
You'd be surprised at the people that I know, especially as they get older. They get real fanatic about what you're talking about. And if you don't believe like they do, you're going to hell. That's all there is to that.
See, and I don't understand that. Like, I think, you know, if it was specifically in Christianity, God, I'm stumbling around here. I sound like Lou Dobbs. If particularly in Christianity, you know, if you believe in proselytizing, well, there's nothing wrong with proselytizing in your private life, but proselytizing to the extreme of where you disrespect other people, as one earlier caller said, how does that separate you from radical Islam?
It doesn't. It's exactly the same thing. Exactly. And I don't know of any Islamic people, but I always think of them as radical because that's what you hear. But I'd like to know some that aren't radical.
Oh, there are tons of mainstream Muslims out there who are not radical at all.
I have known some Jewish people in my lifetime, and they think we're all idiots, I think, because they're very intellectual, they're very smart. They've done a lot of, the people from the Middle East were civilized long before our European ancestors.
Well, I don't think they think you're stupid. I think they're on the part of a lot of Jews, and I used to be this way. There's a high degree of resentment because they're always having Christianity and Jesus shoved down their throat at every turn of the mile.
Yeah.
But I think that if you meet enough people who consider themselves to be Christian, you'll find out there's a lot of them out there that that do believe in compassion and grace and doing the right thing, and they are respectful of other religions, and they don't sit there and try to beat you over the head with it.
But it's certain churches. It's your more middle of the road and more open-minded churches that are like that. Some of your churches would never be compassionate, understanding. And I don't think Jesus was like that. Jesus, of course, we all reminded that Jesus was Jewish. But I just don't think from what there is in the Bible about him, and I think he was a great teacher and a wonderful person and tried to teach us how to live. I don't think he was taught that, did he? Didn't teach disrespect you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I do know what you're trying to say. Jane, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Uh-huh.
Okay, have a good day.
Bye.
All right, you know, I do know what she's trying to say. I do know what she's trying to say. By the way, I don't want to subvert the conversation. All right, let me just keep going. I'll give you this thing about the White House, and I'll give it to you after 9 o'clock, what the White House is saying about the misuse of intelligence claims. Let me go to John in Louisville. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Several things. First of all, teaching comparative religions in public schools is totally fine with the First Amendment as long as it's done as an academic study and not as an advocacy of any one of the faiths or religions you're teaching about.
Well put.
Intelligent design can fit in a philosophy class. After all, it is one of the oldest philosophical arguments for the existence of a creator. It is not science. It will never be science because you can't test it and prove the non-existence of a creator. So, it will never be science. It's philosophy, and it's a philosophy of religion, and can be taught there without any, as long as it's not taught as the way it happened, but taught as an academic perspective. Church-state separation is a gift to Western political thought from Baptists, who were originally a persecuted minority in Virginia. I am a Baptist Christian who is a liberal Democrat and believes that people of faith ought to be authentic about whatever faith they have if they're running for office, like Tim Kaine did. He said he was pro-life. He said he was against the death penalty because of his faith. Yet he said he respected the laws of the land and could enforce the death penalty and respected the law of the land that allowed individuals to make a choice about abortion without the government doing it. And for Democrats, I think that's the way we talk about it.
Yeah, you know what? I agree with you 100%. I think it's exactly how we talk about it, and there should be more talk about it, and we should recognize people like yourself who consider themselves to be liberal Democrats, and there's nothing wrong with having that philosophy spring from your faith. John, right. Thank you, man. Great call.
Yeah, by the way, I'm pro-choice, not pro-life. So I want to make that clear.
All right. Take care. Call me again.
All right.
It's 8:42, 18 minutes in front of 9 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Paul Waldman from what I consider to be one of the most essential things in this country, MediaMattersForAmerica.com, and we will deconstruct with Mr. Waldman a lot of the right-wing hyperbole that's out there, including Rush Limbaugh claiming at one point that gas in this country, I think he was saying like in the last 5 years or something, was $1.29 a gallon. Yeah, how would he know with his limousine and his OxyContin? All right, it's 8.
Cast sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. We're at 41 degrees at the moment. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
America's favorite progressive is coming to Boulder.
In Boulder at the Boulder Theater.
AM 760 and Be the Change are pleased to welcome Al Franken to the Boulder Theater. Wednesday, November 16th. Tickets for the show are sold out.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Recently, we at Comcast High-Speed Internet raised our speed to a blistering 6 megs. However, in the case of Mark McKenzie, we may have made it a little too fast.
Well, I was ripping around online with my new 6-meg Comcast High-Speed Internet, and I decided to send a video mail to my buddy Steve because his DSL was so slow. And I was like, yesterday's technology.
You dissed your friend.
Yeah, and then I was like, video mail and Photoshop are included free with my service, not yours.
So true.
But then he signed up, and now he's got 6 megs of speed and all the great features.
You got no more smack to throw down?
No.
Well, there you have it. Faster than DSL, cool features. No wonder more people choose Comcast.
Because I couldn't keep my fat mouth shut.
Sign up now and get the first month free. Call 1-800-COMCAST now.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
What do you want to do tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column and Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 U College from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
maxnights.com.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-339-1195. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541.
In the Adams County Sheriff's Office. It's coming up this Saturday, 2 until 4 p.m. at Rocky's Autos. They're going to have all kinds of things out there, music and food and all kinds of displays. You can join Audra and Officer Odell, who you see on the Rockies commercials all the time. They're really nice people. Plus, the Adams County Sheriff's Office Dare Van will be there. And here's something if you've got kids. Receive a free child identification kit. And this is vitally important in this day and age. It really is. So get out there and get a free child identification kit. That's coming up this Saturday, November the 12th, at Rocky's Autos, home of the cleanest late model used cars in all of Colorado. Rocky's Autos. They're my friends, and I'm...
8529. That's 866-269-8529. Not available in all areas. Certain restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
8:48, 12 minutes in front of 9 o'clock, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Paul Waldman coming up at 9 o'clock. Boy, we've been engaged in this religious discussion and about politics and about the left and the religious values all morning long. Thanks for making this one of the better shows. Because I don't want to brag and say that they're all great, but this one has been a fabulous discussion here this morning. Just glad you're part of the program without doing too much sucking up here. Let's go to Michael in Denver. Michael, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, shalom, my dear friend. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing good. This is your fundamentalist Islamic terrorist, I guess.
I don't know. Are you Muslim?
I am.
Salam alaikum, my friend.
Oh, alaikum salam. I appreciate that. We've talked a couple of times, Jay. And whenever you have these wonderful topics, I love to chime in because I think we need to have more discussion about religion. I know those religion and politics are the two topics that you're not supposed to ever talk about.
Right.
But I think the problem is we don't talk about it enough. And it's kind of interesting because I was listening to a lot of your callers and and you yourself have mentioned how sometimes you feel, as being Jewish, you feel, I don't know if you want to call it left out, but you definitely get irritated by a lot of the hypocrisy and a lot of the things that happen. For instance, being a Muslim last week, you know, it was the end of Ramadan. Ramadan is it's a major deal in Islam, you know, it's a big thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And so, you know, at my work, I, you know, wanted to tell people, explain to them what it is. And the management felt uncomfortable about that. And so they're like, well, no, you know, we have a policy in a workplace where we don't talk about religion. And here we are yesterday talking about having a Christmas party every year. At the end of the year, we always have a Christmas party. And it's funny because, I sit there and I get really irritated because I'm like, okay, you don't recognize the hypocrisy in this because basically what you're doing is you're forcing your beliefs on me. You know, and I know the intention isn't to do that, but that's what it is. And I'm a converted Christian because I started studying the Bible quite a bit. And I think that what we should do as Americans is that we should make it mandatory that every one of our children take a comparative religion class. Not because they have to accept the religion, but you cannot be tolerant of a religion or a person's beliefs if you don't understand what they are. And
yeah,
I think,
that's an excellent point.
Yeah, and I think it's amazing how we send our kids to school and we force them to learn a second language. We force them to learn a lot of things, but the very thing that we as a country have boasted about being so proud of is having a secular society and having a successful secular society. But at the same time, we want to tell people to be hush about God. Don't speak about God. You can believe in it, but don't speak about it. And to me, I find that just it's the ultimate irony because how can you say you are a nation under God if we don't talk about God?
Well, there are some people who would like to see that nation under God thing removed. But I think you're right. I mean, once again, I've said it all morning long. As long as you don't bust down the separation wall between church and state, there's nothing wrong with discussing religion. I knew nothing. I got to tell you, I knew nothing about Islam, basically. Except what I was taught as a young kid, and there was a conflict, of course, between the Arabs and Israel, the Arab surrounding Arab states. Until I had a producer in Chicago who was Islamic. She was one of the most gentle, kind people I've ever known, and I saw the hurt on her face because. When I worked at this right-wing radio station, people who would call up and lump all members of Islam with these, you know, radical Islamists, and it was very, very painful for her. And I, you know, suddenly said, well, you know what, I'm going to take a little peek at the Quran and see what's going on there. And I think it's important, to distinguish between radicals of all faiths and people who are mainstream and have their religious beliefs, but are able to respect the religious beliefs of others.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. You know, and the hurt and the pain, it's kind of funny because you mentioned the conflict that's going on with the Israelis and the Palestinians. And a lot of the conflict really is not, it's not a religious conflict. The conflict has to do with that land, you know, about the displacement and about being occupied and all those things. So once again, you get into a political issue, it's not a religious one. And I think that a lot of times you find people will manipulate a situation to make it seem like it's a challenge to your beliefs. Now, the interesting thing about that is because I study the Bible even as a Muslim. You know, Muslims are part of our faith is the belief that there were true faith or true books that came before the Quran. And the problem, though, is that you find that sometimes, as we see today, you have people with an agenda who will go in and change the beliefs or manipulate the beliefs to get people to do what they want them to do or to get them to do what they should not do. So you'll find, like, for instance, in the Bible, in Jeremiah 8:8, in the Old Testament, you'll find where Jeremiah, being a prophet, he went and he was chastising the Pharisees and the power structure for lying and changing the law around. So in a lot of the listeners, if you know, you don't have to take my word for it, you can go look it up for yourself, but it's in there, and you'll find that they changed the law, the Torah, they changed it around so that they can manipulate people to do what they wanted them to do, and that's exactly what you find going on with this administration today. They're manipulating people's beliefs to get them to go along with what they want is their ultimate agenda, which you'll find, which we all finally agree. You know, when the war started before, I was like, no, this is a wicked thing. And everybody's like, you're not American. And I'm like, no.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And so now people are finally starting to wake up and say, oh, we were bamboozled. And that's exactly how a lot of people in power do. They take your beliefs and they manipulate them to get you to do what they want you to do. So I think that the solution is not to stay away from religion. The solution is we need to be teaching more of it, because when people understand what their beliefs are, they're more apt to practice what they believe.
Yeah, I agree, and we also should confront the religious right and call them out at every opportunity, and don't allow them to dominate the landscape of values and faith, which they've been successful at doing here for a number of years. And by the way, what I find amazing about this the administration's Middle East policy is you don't hear one word out of George W. Bush about the Israeli-Palestinian question. Early on, he called for a Palestinian state, but then dropped it and has never said anything since. And if we want to stop all of this violence and all of the problems that are going on in the Middle East, the key is to settle the Israeli-Palestinian question. That's the key.
You're absolutely right, and you'll find that if once that issue is settled, you'll find that the rest of the Middle East will fall in line. But here's the problem. They need that conflict. And George Bush is a part of his denomination in Christianity. They have this belief about the rapture not occurring until certain things happen within that land. And so there has to be, according to their beliefs, in order for the rapture to occur, the Jews have to return to that land. There has to be that conflict, because the ultimate belief in their practice, and this is the scary part about it, is the ultimate belief is that they, the Christians, will have to then turn on the Jews, according to that particular denomination of Christianity. It's really a very, and I'm going to offend some people, and I apologize, but it's actually a very twisted concept of what the scriptures really say.
I don't think it'll offend anybody. I think it's. Most people realize. I mean, I've had numerous people send me emails, and I've had numerous people call up here and bring up the fact that whether it's the environment or whether it's foreign policy or whatever it is, these people believe that that end times are coming, that the rapture is going to happen, and so they don't care whether they kill every tree because they figure they're not going to be here, and they don't care if they engage in these ridiculous wars of choice because. They believe that it's a sign that the end's coming. And certainly that philosophy dominates George W. Bush. Condoleezza Rice carries it around. And it's extremely, extremely dangerous. Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Oh, you're welcome. Take care, Jay, and have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you too, man. Have a good day.
Thank you for all your hard work and what you're doing. We appreciate it so much.
You're very kind. I appreciate it. Take care.
You too.
All right. 8:58 here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Okay, coming up next, we got Paul Waldman, one of my favorite people, with Media Matters for America. We'll talk about some of the distortions of the right-wing media, and then we'll go into open phones. So that's all coming up next year on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
price.
Six area locations: Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Colorado Springs, and new in Loveland.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rose, The Majority Report, and Mike Malloy. This is AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn. At this hour, baseball's Rafael Palmeiro is scheduled to learn the verdict of a congressional panel on whether he lied under oath when he denied using steroids. Live to Capitol Hill now, where CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss has the story.
Last March, Palmeiro, testifying along with other big names in baseball, jabbed his finger in the air for emphasis and told a House Investigative Committee under oath,
"I have never used steroids, period."
But 2 months later, he tested positive for steroids and was then suspended from baseball for 10 days. So the committee is reporting what it will do about it. Options include asking the Justice Department to pursue perjury charges. Palmeiro, in a written statement, said he told Congress the truth in March and blamed the positive test in May on a shot of what he thought was B12 given to him by a teammate. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
One American now reported killed and three others wounded in yesterday's suicide bombings at three Western hotels in Amman that left at least 56 people dead. And CBS News correspondent David Hawkins tells us there may be a break in the case.
An Arabic news agency is reporting that Jordanian security forces have arrested three Iraqis with maps showing specific targets and locations.
I'm Mark Knoller at the White House. In a phone call this morning with Jordan's King Abdullah, President Bush offered U.S. aid in response to the hotel bombings. A spokesman says the two leaders vowed that the attempt by terrorists to shake the will of the U.S. and Jordan would not succeed. In the U.S. view, the bombings have the hallmarks of Al-Qaeda.
A suicide bombing near a Baghdad restaurant has killed at least 33 people. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick has that.
The explosion ripped through a restaurant popular among Iraqi security forces.
It's just a terrible thing this morning. A lot of people are dead, a lot of wounded.
Army Captain David Underwood was among the American troops on the scene afterwards. The blast blew out windows and left the restaurant in ruins. It happened at a time when many Iraqi officers generally stopped by for breakfast. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Baghdad.
The high cost of health care illustrated in a study by Dr. James G. Kahn and other researchers at the University of California, San Francisco. They found that billing and paperwork make up about 20% of private insurance costs in the state.
The doctors spend 14% of their income administering insurance. Hospitals spend about 10%, and insurers also spend about 10%.
We have late word from Capitol Hill now. A congressional committee has announced that it does not have enough evidence to pursue steroid-related perjury charges against Major Leaguer Rafael Palmeiro. Checking the late numbers from Wall Street, Dow Industrials down 8.75 points, NASDAQ Composite off a little more than 7, S&P 500 down 3.5. This is CBS News.
This is Charles Osgood of The Osgood File. I'm a pretty reserved broadcaster, and I don't want to get carried away or anything, so I'm going to have to curb my exuberance when I tell you about three new flavors of Total cereal. There's new Total Strawberry with the taste of farm-fresh strawberries, Golden Total Honey Clusters, and a delicious Total Vanilla Yogurt. And all three new flavors have the 100% vitamin and mineral nutrition of Original Total. That's right. Total. One delicious bowl, 100%. This is Charles Osgood, and I'll see you on The Osgood File.
Admit the guilt, Mr. Shatner. Priceline doesn't let you choose your own hotel.
That's not true.
You are under oath, sir.
Yes, but now, on Priceline, you can pick your exact hotel. Book exactly what you want from our list of great deals. You don't have to bid if you don't want to.
So if I pull up the website right here...
You'll see it right there. Oh. Any more questions, counselor? Priceline. Shop, compare, save.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, the good news, crews have cleared accidents on I-25, the Turnpike, and westbound I-70. Now we're just dealing with the jams behind them. Now I-25 loaded up in both directions across downtown and through T-Rex up on 225, looking at brake lights from Parker Road right into the Tech Center and westbound I-70. Those right around I-270. Now around town, still pretty busy on Arapahoe, Broadway, and Baseline. We're getting back up to speed again on Highway 93 in the diagonal. And checking out the forecast, sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. We're at 43 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
continuing our coverage of our nation and the progress of President George W. Bush.
We're defeating them there so we do not have to face them here.
Our media strategy is to eliminate terrorist threats abroad. We're fighting the enemy in Iraq.
Fighting them in Iraq.
Defeat the terrorists abroad so we do not have to face them here at home, where we live.
Duh!
This has been a Presidential Progress Report on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. They've got their station.
We've got ours.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 905. 5 minutes after 9, partly cloudy, high of around 76. Jay Marvin with you. All right, let's immediately go to the phones and talk to one of my favorite people from one of my favorite organizations, Paul Waldman from Media Matters for America. Paul, good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good, and it's good to have you on the program. I know we had trouble last time. All right, let's deconstruct some of this stuff. First of all, what about this conservative argument that Congress sees the same intelligence as the president?
Well, this is part of their talking points. Now, fortunately, I think, we are intelligence agencies kind of get together and put one document that is supposed to be their sort of broad conclusions. But all the time before that happens, the White House is getting things from all kinds of different sources that tell them not only what sort of the official line ends up being, but what different parts of the agencies are saying. If one part of the agency is saying, you know, this conclusion that these other people are making, we don't really think that's accurate. They also, as it happens, set up some special offices just to give them the kind of information that they wanted. There was something set up in the Pentagon called the Office of Special Plans that was very closely associated with the vice president, whose purpose was basically to find a rationale for the Iraq War by relooking at intelligence that had been dismissed by the other agencies and to try to see if it could be used to justify the war. So there were all kinds of things coming from all different places that the White House had that members of Congress never saw. And essentially the White House's argument is that, well, you know, the members of Congress said that Iraq was a threat, so we don't have to be held accountable for deceiving the American public. But, you know, there's interesting poll numbers on this. People have been asked a number of times whether or not they thought that it was all just an accident, that the intelligence agencies just made a mistake, or if they believe that President Bush really actually actively misled them. And what the polls show is that a majority of Americans believe, accurately, I think, that the Bush administration misled them.
Well, you know, the White House is reportedly going to develop a campaign-style strategy in response to the increasing Democratic allegations that the Bush administration twisted intelligence to make its case for war. So they're going to battle back, and, you know, that's one of the things they're going to use. They're going to say that the Democrats, who are being critical now, that they saw the same intelligence that the White House saw and came to the same conclusion, and so did Bill Clinton, and so did everybody else.
Yeah, and part of the problem here isn't just that the intelligence agencies believe that there was a potential threat, that there might be caches of weapons. The problem isn't how it was sold to the American people. And what, if you recall, the things that President Bush and Vice President Cheney and Secretary Rumsfeld were saying wasn't that Saddam Hussein might have weapons, or that he had weapons at some time in the past, and that we're really not sure. They were telling us with absolute certainty that he had these weapons, and if we didn't attack him, he was going to attack us. And that's something that we've kind of forgotten about the urgency with which they were talking about this. I mean, President Clinton, when he was in office, talked about how Saddam was building up an arsenal, and he was a threat to the region and everything. But Clinton never came out and said, he's going to attack us tomorrow, and so if we don't do something about this, we're all in danger, and so we have to invade. I mean, that's really the big difference. President Clinton never thought it was serious enough to launch a war. President Bush came out and told us that if we didn't attack Iraq, Iraq was going to attack us with their terrifying arsenal. And he talked about mushroom clouds and all this potential nuclear threat. And I think really that's what's behind this whole Valerie Plame case. The problem that Joe Wilson presented to the administration was that he undercut that claim, the claim that Saddam had nuclear weapons. Because, really, you know, if you say, well, he's got some chemical weapons maybe, some biological weapons maybe, the American people would probably say that's a cause for some serious concern, but it's not enough to launch a war. But once they started talking about mushroom clouds, people said, well, that sounds a lot scarier. And so it was one of the key arguments that they were making. And that's why, because Joe Wilson was undercutting that argument, he was such a threat to them and they had to go after him.
All right, here's one for you. And it's 9:10, 10 minutes after 9. We're talking to Paul Waldman for Media Matters for America on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. I don't understand how these people just can flat out get on the air and lie. Here's one of them. Limbaugh wrongly claimed, I can't believe this, that gasoline was $1.29 7 months ago. Where the hell did he get gasoline for $1.29?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he has some Saudi friend who slips it to him on the sly. But, you know, that's the thing about what we do at Media Matters that we think is one of the things that we do that we think is important is that we actually listen to Rush Limbaugh. And if he says something that's flatly untrue like that, we're going to call him on it. And so, you know, he's trying to argue that that gas prices have been low, and you know that the people really shouldn't be angry about that. But you know, as happens so often with Rush, he just gets his facts wrong. And you know, I think that he's remarkably unconcerned with whether or not he's accurate. And so he needs to be called to account when he's deceiving his listeners. You know, he has a big audience, and the problem is that people listen to him and then they believe what he says. So that's one of the things that we try to do at Media Matters is just to correct when he says these things, to say, you know, no, here's the evidence, he's wrong. And this happens on an almost daily basis with him.
But how could anybody believe that gasoline was $1.29 a gallon? Where could you get gasoline for $1.29 a gallon?
Well, who knows what Rush was thinking, but it hasn't been that low in a long time. So, you know, it's a difficult thing to get into Rush's mind. We try not to read his mind. We just try to point out when he's wrong.
All right, here's one for you. Hume misquoted Mitchell in the defense of Fox contributor under fire in the plame claim. On November the 8th edition of Fox News Special Report, Washington managing editor Britt Hume misquoted NBC News correspondent Andrea Mitchell, attributing her claim that the CIA operative Valerie Plame's identity was an open secret. Hume's misrepresentation of Mitchell's comments in October 2003 interview on CNBC served to corroborate a claim made by Fox News contributor General Paul Valley. Once again, they keep claiming that Valerie Plame's identity is an open secret. Where do they get this information?
Well, this is another talking point that's emerging now. This guy, General Valley, has just emerged now 2 years later, and he's claiming that Joe Wilson... he met Joe Wilson in the green room at Fox one day, and Wilson just out of nowhere told him that his wife was a CIA agent.
That's ridiculous.
It's pretty hard to believe, you know, especially since it's 2 years later and he's just suddenly coming out of the woodwork now to make this claim. But this is one of the claims that they feel is important to make, that, oh, you know, everybody knew that she was a CIA agent, so it was really no big deal that Scooter Libby and Karl Rove exposed her to Bob Novak and to others. And therefore, it's not something we should really be angry about. The fact is that everybody didn't know. Members of her own family didn't know. And the idea that Joe Wilson was just going around telling people he had just met a minute before is pretty ridiculous. I mean, he's someone who had been in the American Foreign Service for a long time. He had high security clearances. He knew the sensitive nature of his wife's employment. So it just doesn't really pass the laugh test. But this is a line that's being pushed on Fox News and through a number of conservative outlets and from conservative spinners, that this is the new line, that there are people who knew about it and that everybody in Washington knew who she was and that she worked for the CIA, but that just doesn't hold up to scrutiny.
Yeah, and Andrea Mitchell is pushing that too, and she's part of the mainstream media, saying that those among us in Washington knew that Joe Wilson's wife worked for the CIA.
Yeah, and she hasn't actually said exactly where she got this information or even if it was something that she knew before Bob Novak's column. She's just said that, oh, it was something that was known. So she hasn't really provided any details on this, but she's obviously spouting that line too, and I think we'll have to see if she can come up with any kind of evidence for this, but I haven't seen any yet.
So this is so-called liberal media.
Yes, of course. Well, you know, the one thing Fox News is very good at is taking whatever the Republican line of the day is and spreading it as far and wide as possible. And some people have observed that, you know, in their ideology, Fox is not conservative so much as they are Republican. Often, most of the time, of course, the two are one and the same. But their primary interest seems to be in advancing the line that the Republican Party is pushing, whatever that happens to be on any given day. Now, that doesn't necessarily apply to everyone who's on that network. Some people do it more than others. You know, Sean Hannity is probably the most consistent reader of GOP talking points. And there are other personalities who may deviate from the line now and again, or more often than others. But there's a reason why if you go into any Republican congressman's office on Capitol Hill, that Fox News is on the television set. And that's because that's where they can hear the things that don't challenge their worldview, where their talking points are carrying the day, where they're the heroes and Democrats are the villains. And that's what you see there every day, and that's why a lot of conservatives like it.
All right, Paul Waldman, thank you so much for being on the program. Media Matters for America. Plug your website.
It is mediamatters.org.
All right, and to me, getting these alerts every day from you is just absolutely vital. Thanks, and we'll talk to you again soon.
It's my pleasure, as always.
All right, thank you so much. There's Paul Waldman from Media Matters for America. Go to their website. I tell you this every time we have them on. And, sign up for their email alerts, because some of this stuff, I mean, when you read it, it's laughable. And, they keep pushing it, like the $1.29 gas. All right, we're going to open phones here at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, we'll take it up until 10 o'clock. Thanks for being part of the program this morning.
Comcast high-speed internet, may I help you?
Comcast, thank you for upgrading your speed to 6 megs.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
No, I mean, really, thank you. Hey, you already blew DSL away, but making Comcast 7.5 times faster, then including video mail and photo show and McAfee security free with my service? Whoa.
Well, we're glad you like it.
Yeah, I'd like to give you a big hug.
Oh, that's not necessary.
Not necessary.
No.
6 megs of speed, great features, the most trusted name in online security. That deserves something. A present. How about my cat?
Thanks, I'll pass.
I know. Some of my pizza. Still sort of warm. I'll bring her right over.
Great. Ask for Georgina. Georgina.
Call now and get Comcast high-speed internet free for the first month. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for price and service and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
This is a special public announcement for anyone that's upside down in a lease or purchase of a 2004 or newer car, truck, or SUV. If you're unable to get the price you need or simply no buyers, you don't have to lose thousands or roll it over into a new note. Give AutoManagement.com a call at 303-756-6800. They can get you out. The company is AutoManagement.com. They've provided a payment guarantee service in Denver for 18 years. Please check them out at AutoManagement.com. Call for an appointment today. 303-756-6800. You won't have to take the hit if the market has fallen for your vehicle. They have the solutions, and at no cost to you if you mention you heard this ad on the radio, a $250 value. Now, isn't that a special deal? AutoManagement.com will get you out. Protect your credit and lose the stress. Call 303-756-6800 and tell them about your vehicle. Start saving your assets today. AutoManagement online at AutoManagement.com or call 303-756-6800.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-550-7735. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-550-7735. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-550-7735. That's 1-800-550-7735.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star, sizzle, smoke, salsa.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Vancouver, in the historic gas town before boarding the MS Zuiderdam, will cruise Alaska's pristine passage for 7 days, stopping at Juneau, Ketchikan, and Skagway, taking in the Glacier Bay. And after our cruise, we'll motor coach through the Great Northwest, sample wine country in British Columbia, see Lake Coeur d'Alene, the Grand Coulee Dam, and the Grand Tetons, plus Yellowstone and Old Faithful too. So if you want to come along, and I got to stress that these rooms are not going to be available at this price forever. And we really want, Mary and I really want you to come have a good time with us. Call 1-800-888-8204. That's 1-800-888-8204. And this whole thing includes air, hotels, cruise, onboard meals, and so much more. And this is a 5-star luxury liner. So you can come along and make sure that I don't, like, overeat. 1-800-888-8204, 14 days, next August to the Great Northwest in Alaska with Mary.
Or 303-830-TIXS. Four teams, two games, one incredible night of college basketball.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:20, 20 minutes after 9, partly cloudy, high around 76. Developing story in Arvada, Colorado. Some guy drove up to City Hall with propane in the tanks of his car. That's all I know about, but they've evacuated the City Hall there in Arvada. So some guy drives up with propane tanks in his car. We'll figure out what that is, I guess, as the day goes on. They've got one of those, what do they call those things? You know, they're going to have one out of Rockies this Saturday. One of those robots that'll go in, like, and disarm the car. One of those, what do you call those things? There's a name for them, but I can't think of what it is. Anyway, they go in there, like, and we'll, see if the car's rigged for bombs, and if there is, and the bomb explodes, no person will get injured. So that's what they've got going on at Arvada right now. Okay, it's open phones, 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, and I believe I got one line open. Is that correct? Yeah, one line open. And let's go to Mick in Denver. Mick, you're on AM 760.
Hello.
Hey, Mick.
I have two things. One was last Friday. You had somebody call you up who identified themselves as a Christian conservative, and he was talking about getting a vasectomy in New York in which he needed to have his wife's permission.
Oh, yeah, right.
And you didn't react the way I guess I expected you to. I expected that you would see it as a trap and identify it as a trap and go after the guy. But what you did is instead you kind of just took off into the arguments against that kind of requirement. And I wanted to congratulate you because I don't know if that was your instinct operating or if that was what was going on, but I thought you handled that beautifully.
Well, thank you. You know what? I'm used to having people email me with, you let that go and blah, blah, blah. But you know what I found out? I found out that there's a time, and I'm not always good at this, but there's a time to push people and there's a time not to. And a lot of people, in trying to wage an argument about something, will try to drag you off the topic or try to take you down some road that you can't get out of.
Well, you saw what was coming.
Well, I don't know. I guess, I'm lucky and I'll just chalk it up to luck. And you're very kind in your comments.
The second thing was last Friday also in the Post. In their world section, there was an article about this program that John Paul set up where he's trying to bridge the gap between science and theology. And the first paragraph, I think, ties it all up. And I was really impressed with this because I've developed kind of a bad feeling towards Catholics because of their business with condoms and all that. But this thing says, a Vatican cardinal said Thursday that the faithful should listen to what secular modern science has to offer, warning that religion risks turning into fundamentalism if it ignores scientific reason. And then the article goes on, but it was clear-sighted, which is what impressed me, because it seems like so much that you're hearing from Dobson and all the rest of these people, it just isn't.
Yeah, I agree. But it's like we talked about. We've been talking about for 3 hours this morning, and I got this. I have to give credit where credit's due. I got this from Jimmy Carter from reading his book which is out now, about American values, and he talks about religion because religion is a big part of his life, and he talks about the fact that these people all have a couple of things in common. Number one, they're hierarchical, so there's usually a male leader. They have a narrow interpretation of the Bible, and they have this moral superiority type of thing where they're right and you're wrong at all costs. Now, as far as the Catholic Church goes, I know they've had their amounts of trouble. I mean, I think everybody knows that. But, you know, the Catholic Church does take an active role in lobbying on Capitol Hill for programs for the poor. They do have members of the Catholic Church, although they're not well felt in Rome, but they're out there, who in Latin American countries engage in this liberation theology where, you know, there's dictatorships and people basically have no place to turn. So there are some great things about the Catholic Church. They just don't get talked about a lot in the media.
Yeah, I think that's true. However, my wife went to the Galapagos here not long ago, and one of the things that she found very distressing in Ecuador was that you've got no limit on people being created, and these people are starving to death, and yet they can't do anything to stop the number of children they got because the church is so pervasive.
Yeah, that is a problem. I agree with that 100%. And that's in a lot of third world countries, too, where that goes on. And, you know, I've never understood what organized religion, and not only the Catholic Church, but others, I've never totally understood their opposition against family planning.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you look at the amount of people, if you look at people in this country who have abortions, okay, and who have trouble with family planning, they're usually young single females. They're not married women, and you know, around the country, around the world, in third world countries, I mean, resources are scarce. I just don't understand. I mean, overpopulation is a threat, and I don't understand the objection totally to family planning. I don't get it. Or maybe a better word to say is, or a better way to put it is, I don't totally agree with them.
Right. Yeah, they seem to be pretty consistent in. Well, I don't understand where they're coming from. But I saw recently where in 1930 there were 2 billion people in the world, and now we're 6 billion. And
yeah.
So all you got to do is have some feeling for basic math, and you know that trouble is really coming.
Yeah, and it's as we said before, it's especially victimizing people in third world countries. Mick, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Bye.
Thank you. All right, it was nice to be praised rather than scorned. I get emails from people, and they're really crabby. And a lot of times, I don't know what to say to them. Like, well, you know, I can see where you could disagree with me. But what's the anger factor going on? Oh, my cell phone is ringing. Isn't this interesting? This is the second time this has happened to me while I've been on the air. Okay, hello, who's this? Sergio, I'm on the air. What's up, man? Yeah, do you want me there? Okay. I'll try to spend some time. All right, man, see ya. You know who that was? That was from Rocky's Ottos. They want to know if I'm going to come out there this Saturday. I said, sure, okay. So join me at Rocky's Ottos this Saturday between 2 and 4. All right, let's go to Charlotte in Fort Collins. Charlotte, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay.
Hi, that was kind of embarrassing, wasn't it?
It was interesting.
Well, that's the second time that's happened. It happened to me once last week. At about, like, I don't know, 6:30 or 7:30 in the morning, I come in here, I forget to turn my cell phone off, and I've had everything happen from people calling who, like, want to talk to me about something or another, or, like, wrong numbers. So, I don't know, I should turn it off. Here, I'll turn it off so it doesn't happen again. Hang on a second.
Okay.
Here we go. Okay, now it's off. Okay, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Okay, well, you're easy to talk to. You sit waiting to get on, and it kind of makes you nervous. But anyway... well, one comment, I was thinking about you've been having a lot of Catholic dialogue, and, you know, I think, unfortunately, the kind of Christians that I feel very, very comfortable with, and I come out of Catholic faith, and the ones I would call the St. Francis of Assisi Christians, I think they have been hijacked, their faith and what they believe in has been hijacked just as much as Democrats feel like they've been hijacked, that they can't be patriotic. You know, when they don't support the war, it's like certain people have defined what will be Christian, what will be patriotic, and anyway. So it was just a side note as I listened to this.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people in religion who feel that way, that they've been hijacked, yeah. Or that you know, the I mean, Carter points out in this book about where he had to quit his church, And he talks about the struggle within the Southern Baptist Convention about the fact that it got hijacked by the religious right and the conservative agenda to the point where he said it was just, you know, he tried, but it was unworkable. He just couldn't reach, you know, common bond because these people have this attitude of like, well, we're better than you. And, right. and we're superior and we're going to heaven and you're not. And he just says, that, you know, that's not workable.
Right. Well, and you know, this isn't what I really wanted to talk about, but I even think there are a lot of moderate Republicans that will say, you know, I didn't leave my party, but my party left me. That the I realize neocon is being way overused. But anyway, this facet of Republicanism that we see is repugnant to many, many Republicans. And so, anyway, so what we have to do, okay, this is what I really called about, is I think people always ask me, you know, are you going to write this Republican person and blah, blah, blah. And actually where I'm at now is I'm starting to keep like a microscope on my Democratic representative. And this is my logic.
Oh, we lost her. What happened there? Phone connection gave out. Gotcha. She's just about ready to make a great point. Well, I just used God, which I used in the wrong. I'm sorry about that. All right, well, maybe she'll call back. Call back, Charlotte. I don't know what happened to your phone. Maybe it was sabotaged by the religious right. They pulled the plug on it. I'm sorry about that. And, you know, you should never be nervous to call in and talk to me. Because I don't consider myself to be. I mean, it's like we're just having a conversation between friends. 9:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get progressive traffic with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. Looks like things are jamming up northbound I-25. That's because of construction that we have off to the right shoulder near Yale. Southbound I-25, still a little slow across downtown and through T-Rex. And southbound 225, jams into the Tech Center. Westbound I-70, back up to speed. Actually, we're back up to speed in both directions between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. And around town, seeing some trouble now. The diagonal's been shut down at 63rd. That's because of a hazmat spill right around the IBM plant. 63rd is also closed while they have emergency crews on the scene. Turnpike actually looking pretty good east and westbound as you make your way through Bloomfield and Westminster.
Under the need to be without your car for days. Brakes Plus can get you in and out in one day. Visit BrakesPlus.com for coupons.
Worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is proven to support healthy triglycerides and blood pressure. And now new research reveals powerful benefits for joints, wrinkled skin, even focus and concentration. If this sounds like you, we can help. We want to rush you a free bottle of Purity's Advanced Omega-3. Simply call 1-800-622-3114 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our omega-3, you'll become a loyal fish oil customer. With 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil capsules, our omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended, purified, and mercury-free. So what are you waiting for? Call 1-800-622-3114 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-622-3114.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Morning, the American Equity Mortgage Spokes Dog here. Chasing a great interest rate is like chasing your tail. Fun, but in the end you're tired and you look a little foolish. Here's everything you need to know.
Fixed rate of 5.25 at American Equity Mortgage. Call 303-290-1000. 5.25 fixed rate could be here today, gone tomorrow. Call 303-290-1000. APR 5.691. Rate subject to change. A Tom Martino referral member.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-514-4750. Again, that's 1-800-514-4750. 1-800-514-4750.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they'll understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's E-N-G-L-E HomesColorado.com.
60, good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I was just quickly going to give you my political theory here. Okay, and I think that who's really running this country is the corporations. And then secondly is that it's the citizens' responsibility to know who they are and what they're doing. And then the citizens can control the corporations as consumers. And I think that if you reform the corporations, and then the government will follow.
You know, I don't think that that's a bad theory. And I think that one of the things that you can look to the fact that business and corporations have far too much influence on Capitol Hill. They are lobbying all over the place heavily on all kinds of issues. That's why this guy Jack Abramoff is in trouble. There's a story running this morning that he charged some African country, Gabon, I think is what it's called, that he charged them like, I can't remember what the fee, hold on a second. I'll tell you what it is because I saved this. It's on the front, this guy sought $9 million to set up a meeting with Bush. Now, there's no proof that that Bush ever took the money or that anybody else connected with George W. Bush took the money, but he asked $9 million in 2003, from the president of the small West African nation Gabon to arrange a meeting with President Bush. And see, these lobbyists are making a ton of bread, and they're influencing what goes on, and you and I are being left out.
Right, right. They represent, like, the millionaires and stuff like that. And, I think we've kind of gone from, like, a capitalism to a corporate rule right now. And then, so it's really as consumers we have to control the corporation, and then I have sort of a general, like a rule of thumb. I like the, one of your sponsors is this Cliff Bar, which I like a lot.
Right.
And I'd say, if you look at the label, it's got all kinds of things on there. Oh, no artificial color and no genetic stuff and no artificial flavor. And I think, if you read the labels, kind of go with those kind of products where they're showing you some business ethics there in what they're doing. And I like to kind of shop at the stores where that's kind of the way it is with most of their products. You see, like, if they have like a whole wall of these Cliff Bars, that's kind of a good sign there.
Yeah, something I agree with you about. You see, I think we ought to not only put the squeeze as consumers and the corporations, I think we should put the squeeze on politicians who are taking this money.
Yeah.
And one of the things I really love about Howard Dean and the Democratic Party, and I'm going to give a plug for this, and I'm not saying that the Demos don't take money, because they do, they just get less of it. But Howard Dean has got this thing about these democracy bonds, where you contribute $25 a month or $50 or whatever you can afford. Mary and I are on that list. And his idea is to raise enough money through the Internet to be able to diminish the corporate influence and the big money influence on politics. And while it's not a guaranteed thing that's going to work, at least it's a first step.
Right. Well, then with that kind of a system, you have some kind of representation for people who aren't like millionaires and billionaires there.
Right.
And and that's a part of it. And of course you have you're like on your blue list. That's kind of like right in with my theory there is the progressive companies are who we want to support, what I'm trying to figure out, this information isn't really, widely available. I'm going to have to get on the Internet or something, is I'm trying to figure out who's paying a living wage. And, You know, if I think the citizens knew who were paying a living wage in this country, I think, you know, just the whole system, the whole government would change, like, very quickly, I think.
I think you're absolutely right. I think these are things we need to do, not only control and put the squeeze on corporations for their policies, like we had the woman on, Liza Featherstone, yesterday, who talked about Walmart contributing to all these right-wing organizations, not only put the squeeze on the corporations, but also on public officials. Thanks, man.
Okay.
Appreciate the call.
Okay, thanks, Jay.
All right. Bye. Let's skip down to Charlotte here, who got cut off. Charlotte, are you there?
Hello?
Hi, Charlotte. Go ahead again.
Hi there. I'm not sure at what point I got cut off. It's been an interesting morning. But the reason why I really wanted to call is about I'm actually more worried right now about what the Democrats are going to do than what the Republicans are going to do. And will they have what I would consider both the moral courage and a good plan to really start creating their own echo chamber and have, you know, the guts to start standing up for these things, because they too often do sound like Republican lights. And the thing I started actually notice a long time ago, I'm both a Unitarian and a Democrat, so that's, you know, pretty as liberal and as progressive as you can get. But I've always felt deeply, I mean, deeply about progressive issues, and that there's a moral point in this. And it's not even because of what I think God would command of this earth. It's what I think we should be doing as human beings. And so what I've seen the Democrats do is not only have they kind of abandoned the dialogue, a strong dialogue on values, but then equally they're because your values are directly related to what you think your solution should be. So if you abandon that dialogue, then you're not coming up with good solutions that I see to be that should be in tandem with each other. And so they come off, of course, as just being whiny and complaining all the time. And if you really think back to whether it's the Martin Luther Kings or the Gandhis, I mean, what inspired people about these individuals, and of course individuals who made incredible strides in the things they believed in? It was their moral, you know, slash spiritual convictions. And I've said this to friends, but I'll say it again, is like Martin Luther King did not inspire anybody with a talk called "I have a complaint." You know, he
right.
came off with something that was inspiring. And so, you know, if you take that, and I'll just speak for myself, but like when I look at our country that does not even provide health care for children in this country, to me that is a sin, you know? That
well,
is
one of the things the Democrats are going to do, they're putting the finishing touches on this. I thought it was coming in November, but I understand it's coming in the springtime, is they're going to address all of these things in a position paper similar to what the Republicans had in 94 with the contract on America, which is what I call it. And they've got it coming out. And how they have done this is through grassroots participation, not only in organizers across the country, but in governors and mayors and congresspeople and in senators and in Democratic Party regulars. They've drafted all of this. And Rahm Emanuel, who is from the congressman from Illinois, good guy, too, is one of the chief architects working on this along with Howard Dean, and they're going to have it out in November. So this idea that is echoed around, especially by the Republicans, that we have no ideas, that's fast going to come to an end, and I think we do have a lot of ideas, and I think there are most of us are concerned about things like children not having health care, about the working poor getting nailed by this White House and this Congress, about the fact that we don't have any health insurance, 48 million Americans have no health insurance, that the rest of us keep paying more for health insurance while our wages remain stagnant, the high price of energy, all of this stuff is going to be addressed. I got to go. Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. Hope you'll call again.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
9:18, 18 minutes away from 10 o'clock here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Comes with all the trimmings, plus other turkey, ham, and prime rib dinners are available for your holiday feast. Albertsons, helping make your life easier for the holidays.
It's the ultimate guys weekend. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, for the third annual Stevenson Automotive Gears, Games, and Gadgets. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. Stop by the AM 760 booth and test your skills on the climb.
Time of the year again when Rocky's Autos, along with the Adams County Sheriff's Office, comes together to host one of the biggest law enforcement community events ever. It's Operation Freebird. Now, Rocky's has bought hundreds of gift certificates for free turkey. One per family, please, while supplies last. And if you know somebody out there who's not going to have a good Thanksgiving because they lost their job or whatever the case may be, that they've run into difficulties, single-parent family situation, and they're just not going to have a good Thanksgiving. Come on out to Rockies and pick up one of these certificates. And by the way, if you're out there listening and you are in that category of, you know, lost your job or whatever, come out to Rockies and join us. We're going to have a great time out there. Rockies and the Adams County Sheriff's Office are going to do that this Saturday between 2 and 4 in the afternoon. I'll be out there and hope to see you. There's going to be all kinds of music and food. And once again, I'm going to have to keep my hands off of the edibles out there. But there'll be all sorts of stuff going on. And the Adams County Sheriff's Office is going to have their DARE van out there. Plus, this is really vital. Receive a free child identification kit. You know, in this day and age and in this world, you just don't know what's going on out there. And it's a sad commentary, but it's true. So receive a free child identification kit at Rockies. Join Audra, who's really a nice person, and Officer Odell, who's great. And you see them in the commercials. And we'll all be out there this Saturday, November the 12th, at Rockies Autos, home of the cleanest late model used cars in all of Colorado. So come on out and see me and get
about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair. You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese, and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Comcast high-speed internet. May I help you?
Comcast. Thank you for upgrading your speed to 6 megs.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
No, I mean, really. Thank you. Hey, you already blew DSL away, but making Comcast 7.5 times faster, then including video mail and photo show and McAfee security free with my service? Whoa.
Well, we're glad you like it.
Yeah, I'd like to give you a big hug.
Oh, that's not necessary.
Not necessary.
No.
6 megs of speed, great features, the most trusted name in online security. That deserves something. A present. How about my cat?
Thanks, I'll pass.
I know. Some of my pizza. Still sort of warm. I'll bring her right over.
Great. Ask for Georgina.
Call now and get Comcast high-speed internet free for the first month. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-550-7735. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-550-7735. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-550-7735. That's 1-800-550-7735.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
This is a special public announcement for anyone that's upside down in a lease or purchase of a 2004 or newer car, truck, or SUV. If you're unable to get the price you need or simply no buyers, you don't have to lose thousands or roll it over into a new note. Give AutoManagement.com a call at 303-756-6800. They can get you out. The company is AutoManagement.com. They've provided a payment guarantee service in Denver for 18 years. Please check them out at AutoManagement.com. Call for an appointment today. 303-756-6800. 303-756-6800. You won't have to take the hit if the market has fallen for your vehicle. They have the solutions, and at no cost to you if you mention you heard this ad on the radio. A $250 value. Now, isn't that a special deal? AutoManagement.com will get you out. Protect your credit and lose the stress. Call 303-756-6800 and tell them about your vehicle. Start saving your assets today. AutoManagement online at AutoManagement.com or call 303-756-6800.
But I hope so.
Since you did recognize me, I wasn't sure that the caller that said that when I had called in saying I came from New York and for the vasectomy, my wife had to sign off on that. I'm not sure how I was trying to trap anybody. My premise was that the state, and you just mentioned it with the Thanksgiving offer with the turkey, divorce is probably the biggest reason for a lot of the poverty that we're struggling with now in our country. All of us know people that are struggling because of divorce. So my premise was just that the state does have somewhat of a interest, and when I say the state, meaning all of us, we are the government, to encourage strong families. So just as the that one law in Pennsylvania that was saying that the man had to be notified before the wife had an abortion, you know, that goes along the same premise as what I had to go through with the vasectomy, that, you know, my wife had to agree that this was something we wanted. So
yeah,
in no way was I trying to trap you in any, that was the truth, and I can fax the form if you want
no,
to.
No, I believe
it.
You. But, and I can understand where that Pennsylvania law is coming from, but the only problem I have with it is if you go look at it, the only exemptions are, the health of the mother. And, I don't think that on every circumstance that a woman needs to get permission or even, and the law doesn't call for that, but it's kind of implied that she has to have her husband sign off, because what happens if they're estranged, or what happens if there's trouble in the marriage?
No, I agree with you. There should be verbiage in there that protects those, those.
Because you know what, women are not property.
Right,
and that sends the message that women are property.
Well, you know, you mentioned Jimmy Carter's book, how he said that, where the Southern Baptist said, that women have to be subjective to their husbands, and that was one of the reasons he left. Well, that gets used a lot, and you mentioned cherry-picking Bible verses all the time, and that's a good example of one. There are men that will abuse that verse, but you don't have to go very far in that book of Ephesians, chapter 5, to find where it says that, husbands, you are to love your wives the same way that Jesus loved the church. And
yeah, except the problem. Except the problem is most of these religious fanatical organizations, ultra-right-wing organizations, are male-dominated. And they have a tendency to leave that part out and take only what they want. You should read Carter's book.
Well, that's why, as you say, cherry-picking is destructive for everybody on both sides. It really does take a lot of time and energy to study the scriptures and not just come with your agenda. For you, like being a Jew, the Gospel of Matthew was writing to Jews explaining that Jesus was the Messiah. For me, that doesn't mean a whole lot as a Gentile, but I can go to the Gospel of John, and that's one for most modern-day Americans, because John was just trying to say, hey, look what this guy has done, and there's more quotes. All of you, the callers that call in about quotes of Jesus, they really should read the Gospel of John, because he does. He talks about love and everything else, but he talks about what his main mission was.
Well, see, I don't have any problem with any of that. The thing I have a problem with is this constant battering of the wall between church and state, and this constant idea that, well, we're morally superior to you, and because you don't believe the way we do, that you're going to burn in hell. And to me, being somebody who struggles with the idea of religion and God, and sometimes I think he's there or she's there or whoever it is, and sometimes I don't think they are, especially when I see incredible wrongs going on in the world, the idea that, you don't agree with us, you're going to go to hell. I don't see any difference between that and Zakari, who's in Al-Qaeda, that's responsible for these bombings in Jordan, that their whole idea, that if you don't believe as they do, you're an infidel, a crusader, we should kill you.
Right.
It's un-American and the wrong way to go to put your thumb on somebody and start trying to religiously push them around.
Well, I agree. I think pure Christianity shouldn't be doing that either. But there's nothing wrong with if you're going to say the Bible says such and such. I was an atheist for 21 years listening to religious people until I actually read the Bible and studied the different parts of it to see, wow, everything I was taught it's not in here. This is totally different. This is a message of love and forgiveness, not just judgment and, you know. But anyway, like I said, I didn't want you to feel I would trap you in any way. I love the show, and I call in with my two cents. It's, you know, from the heart, and again, you're doing something right, so keep it up. Just don't get mad at those the religious right out there. I don't even know who the religious right is.
James Dobson. Robertson.
I've supported
Jerry Falwell.
Dobson. How do you see him though? You mentioned that he hijacked this.
Because he seeks to take religion and inject it into the operation of the government, and he seeks to take his views, which are religious, and force them on the rest of this country, and he doesn't recognize the wall between church and state, and neither does Dobson. Neither does Falwell, and neither does Robinson. I mean, they make all these comments like Robertson. You know, the president of Venezuela should be assassinated.
I wish he would just...
Or Jerry Falwell.
Let me ask you this, though. Because you said it before, religious people, as long as they can be openly religious, and that's fine, and we should, because that's very important in this country, but abide by the laws. But Christians still have a right as a citizen to vote and to...
Well, I'm not saying they don't.
So if you want to change the law, do it legally, but there's no... I mean, I don't think Dr. Dobson does anything...
He's not doing anything illegally, but his philosophy and this whole idea that he's right and you're wrong, and that there's something wrong with you if you don't agree with him, and this whole thing about making, you know, he makes spiritual warfare on people who disagree with him. To me, you know, this constant battering of the church and state wall, that separation is so critical to America, and I think he and his followers would like to knock that thing down. And I almost get the feeling that they would like to form a theocracy in this country. And I find it extremely disturbing that when a Supreme Court nominee comes up, that the White House gets on the phone, that Karl Rove gets on the phone and calls James Dobson to enlist his support. That is absolutely 100% wrong.
Yeah, the politics is getting a little ugly. But no, believe me, Christians, at least biblical Christians, don't want a theocracy, because that's what happened in ancient Rome when Catholicism became the state law. Look what happened. I mean, the corruption and the popes and the crusades, everything else. So, no, we want that separation just as much as anybody else. But, you know, the Constitution's the same. And I know that Jefferson's paid with federal dollars to send Christian missionaries to the Indian tribes out west, you know, once we bought the Louisiana Purchase, something that, you know, would be unheard of today.
Well, because
Congress was opened with prayer. It was a very religious but separated operation.
But through litigation and stuff, a lot of that has been ruled unconstitutional. All right, Glenn, I got to run. Thank you, man.
All right, thanks. You take care.
You got it. Mike in Fort Collins. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, as I was listening to the other caller, I just had a comment. Analysis of Jefferson. He really needs to read some of the speeches that Jefferson gave to the Indians and then turned around and gave to Congress, because you'll find a marked difference in his attitude about the Indian population when he was speaking to the Indians versus when he was speaking to Congress. Now, what I originally called about is a couple of things. One is the yesterday you had the subject of the tasers and whether or not it should be out in the public. There in Fort Collins, we had an incident where the sheriff department had tasered this guy and subsequently dying. The coroner there in Fort Collins ruled it as a homicide, but no charges were filed. So that's something to think about, you know, when you were talking about yourself, whether or not you could take a tasering. And now, this, you know, they say this guy may have had a heart problem, may have had... you know,